Here on the seat stands the middle of Rockhound's mascot, Rocky Rockhound. And let's give a nice welcome to Chip the Rockhammer. And how about a warm welcome for the one and only Juice the Moon. It's now time for another reporter telegram, delivery of the game. Here's Rocky Rockhound to deliver today's official game ball for our ceremonial first pitch. And here to throw out the first pitch today, we have Marty Smith, Anchor County ISD Elementary Teacher of the Year. Thank you. Let's welcome the Empire Sport today. Game brought to you by Excel Lead Control. And I'm going to play the name Peter. First base umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. And third base umpire, Ben Keenstrand.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hard.
Final game of this 12-game homestand. Final game of a 6-game set between the Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. And boy, Saturday night, just a spectacular game, certainly, at least from the Rock Hounds' perspective. Boy, a rough loss to be sure for the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rock Hounds last night 5-4. The win coming in 10 innings, and it was a ball game that saw a remarkable triple play in the top of the ninth inning, started by pitcher Chase Cohen, and it ended with an 0-2 walk-off base hit in the bottom half of the 10th off the bat of Darryl Hernaez. And for the second consecutive Saturday night fireworks night, and we've been talking about this before the game, and I mentioned it almost every fireworks night, because that Murphy's Law of minor league baseball says the visiting team is going to come in and either take the lead and never give it up or just flat out go crazy. And for the last two Saturdays, the Corpus Christi Hooks a week ago, Riders last night, a 4-0 lead. Rockhounds rallied back to win both games 5-4. The Corpus win a week ago was a really good one. Again, the eighth inning, the tying and winning runs. But last night was simply put sensational. Chase Cohen started a 1-6-3 triple play that actually was rated number 5 on ESPN's top 10 plays yesterday. That is pretty cool. Seems to me we've been on there one time before, the Rockhounds, in some form or another, but man, that one was really tremendous. We knew, and we didn't really get much of a second look at the time, that that was a really good play, but if you look at it again, and it's still up on MILB.com, I know that play that Chase made was, simply put, just tremendous. And by the way, I think my favorite part, other than the play itself, is the reaction of Darryl Hernaez. He was playing second base for the Rockhounds in last night's game. And Darryl was on his way over toward first to maybe back up the play. But before he could actually get behind Logan Davidson, the play was being made. With the ball not yet in Logan's glove to complete the triple play, Darryl Hernaez is leaping in the air reacting to it. And it's just a sensational bit of video. I didn't even see that part of it until about the eighth or ninth time to watch that video. So, man, anytime you wind up on an ESPN top 10 plays list, I think that's a pretty good thing. Rockhounds are taking the diamond even as we speak. Pitching matchup this afternoon, Joey Estes, who opened this series on Tuesday. Joey Estes, right-hander going for the Rockhounds. And Wyatt Sparks, right-hander for the Riders. Guy who has been through a lot. One of those guys that's really easy to root for. He is. He was drafted in 2018 and has pitched very little as a professional. In fact, he pitched earlier in this series as well, making his first appearance since 2021 after undergoing Tommy John surgery. On this beautiful, warm, almost hot afternoon, let's take you down for the national anthem now. And here's Wild Pitch. Boy, that's nicely done. By the way, wild pitch, the number of guys involved varies a little bit from time to time. It's been my experience. That was three guys. That is a lot of vocal from three gentlemen. Nicely done, as always, one of my favorites. No matter the specific aggregation of them, wild pitch, always outstanding. Well, we will have ourselves a warm Sunday afternoon for the finale of this one. Rockhounds will stay home tomorrow, board the bus for Amarillo on Tuesday. The Riders, of course, head for home right after this game. They will actually be home for 2 weeks after spending the last 2 weeks on the road in Amarillo and now here in the Permian Basin. So one more ball game. The Rockhounds lead the series by a count of 3-2. Right-hander Joey Estes into his warm-up tosses, and the right-hander throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
With a 1 o'clock start here on this Sunday afternoon. It's going to feel a little bit like summertime. In fact, we have just short of 90. It's 87 degrees, and we'll get a little warmer, of course, rather than cooler before this one is over. Joey Estes to the mound, and he will face Evan Carter, who's been in the leadoff spot all 6 games now this series, and Evan back in center field here this afternoon. Left-handed hitter stands in. Joey Estes has the baseball one more time around. First pitch of our game. So, check swing, foul ball, left side out of play. And it's 0-1, 11. Luis Angel Acuna will bat second and play shortstop. Acuna batting number two, had a big game last night. 0-1 stretch. Estes with a pitch, swung on, fouled straight back. Came at him with a fastball up in the zone, and Evan fouled it straight back 0-2. Dustin Harris will again bat third. That's been the same trio up top of the lineup all 3 days. Dustin, the DH this afternoon, Dustin Harris. 0-2, drops a little bit low. Carter tempted but did not pull the trigger, and it's 1-2. 3.03 batting average for the outstanding young prospect. Waggles that bat a little bit as he waits. Swings and pops it up. Left side, is it playable? William Simonide reaching up, going to go out of room and up on the roof of the third base dugout housing the Rough Riders. So a ball and 2 strikes, the count remains. Thomas Sejace will be the second baseman, batting 4 and playing the 4 spot. Sejace at second base. Kellen Strom in right field will bat 5th. Strom is in right field. Nick Tanelu, the first baseman, batting 6th. Tanelu at 1st. Chris Cease in left field batting 7th, playing the 7th spot, Chris Cease. 1-2 second time, pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Jax Biggers batting 8th, he's the 3rd baseman, Biggers at 3rd. And Scott Capers catching and batting 9th, Capers behind the plate for Frisco. Here's the 2-2 from Joey Estes, and that's fouled straight back to the screen. Now Evan Carter down in the count 0-2, he's worked it full, fouled a couple away here. Working this first at bat of the ball game. Evan, 4 home runs, 20 runs driven in. Really good plate judgment, strike zone judgment. Little looper into shallow center field, and El Sinkin drop for a base hit. This is 4th hit now in 20 ABs in this series. But he is on bases, Carter. He will run a little bit, has 4 stolen bases on the season. Really good battle right there to earned that base hit, got down to the count 0-2, comes back, that's a base hit to lead off the ball game. Luis Angel Acuna had a home run, an RBI double, scored a run in last night's game, made a brilliant catch behind second base. First pitch up and in with a fastball from Estes at 92, a ball and no strikes. So Carter, Acuna, and Harris again at the top of the order. So J.C. Strom and Tanelu in the middle. And Cease, Biggers, and Capers will round it out for Carlos Cardoza. Throw to first, and boy, that was close. Evan Carter diving back in just around the tag of Logan Davidson. Acuna, the familiar sartorial statement with bright yellow batting gloves on. Check swing, boy, could not hold up. Turned into the pitch, went around, one ball, one strike. That bright yellow protective device on the left shin and ankle. Riders, other than the yellow stuff, pitch up high for a ball from Acuna, wearing the road grays trimmed in maroon. Rockhounds are wearing the home whites trimmed in the orange and dark blue. Acuna at 316. It's a couple of home runs, 21 runs driven in, leads the team. Carter dancing off first. Is he going? He's edging, not running. Pitch up high and in, ball three. 3-1 now to a dangerous hitter. Acuna's had a very good series. He's 7 for 23 with three doubles, a home run, 5 driven in. Right-handed hitter. Upright stance, 3-1 pitch, went way up and in. So for Joey Estes, 2-1 and nobody down. Acuna to first and Carter will be pushed to second now for Dustin Harris.
Now batting number 2, Dustin Harris.
Dustin not hitting for high average, but he has 16 runs batted in, a couple of home runs, and he draws a lot of walks. Average of just 213. 2-1, nobody down. Harris, left-handed hitter. He's been aggressive, and he swings here. Fastball up in the zone, swung on and missed 0-1. Joey Estes making his 6th appearance, his 5th as a starter. And it's been big swings of the bat that have led to a 4.71 ERA. The other numbers really kind of belie that. Joey has gone 21 innings coming into this game, 17 base hits, 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. But 4 of the hits he has allowed, 4 of the 17 have been home runs. The pitch to Harris, and he swings and launches one foul, left side out of play, 0-2. But to go with a 4.71 ERA, his whip is only 1.14, and opposition hitting just 207 against him. But again, there have been some big swings. 2-1, nobody down here. A little bit of breeze right to left and a little bit inward perhaps this afternoon. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted high in the air. Left side of the infield, shortstop Darryl Hernandez. He will glove it right on the edge of the dirt and the grass. Pop out to shortstop, one man down. And the batter, Thomas Sejasi. 267 average for the Riders' cleanup hitter. He's been there pretty much the entire series. And a good series has Thomas. He's 8 for 22. All have been singles, a couple of runs driven in. 267 on the year. Takes the backup pitch for a called strike. Off speed, and it got over the inside edge. 0-1. Hounds have it played pretty well straight away, shading slightly up the middle of second base is Cooper Bowman. Swinging a pop foul out of play off on the right side. Count is 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. Rockhounds defensively have Chase Calabrese in left field to start this game. Lawrence Butler is in center. And Denzel Clark around in right. Stretched by Estes, 0-2 pitch. Way up and in. Bends him back with a pitch that was high and tight. Fastball up and in. Brett Harris back at third base in this game. Darryl Hernandez moves over to short. Cooper Bowman moves to second base. And Logan Davidson on at first. William Simonite behind the plate for the Hounds. Pitch up and in, ball two from Joey Estes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. J.J. Schwarz will be the DH for the Rockhounds this afternoon. Hounds lead the series 3-2. Last couple of games have been a little tighter. The first 3 were pretty well lopsided one way or the other. Riders winning 4-1 on Friday evening. Really good performance by Jack Leiter. Owen White was very solid in last night's game, even though the Rockhounds rallied back eventually to win. Set by Estes, 2-2 count. So J.C. waits and fouls the fastball straight back. That one at 93 from the Hounds right-hander. Corpus Christi beat Amarillo in last night's ball game. So, actually, they played yesterday afternoon, to be more accurate. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. On the move is Butler, on the move is Clark, and Denzel will handle it in shallow right center field. Throws on one hop to third base. So Jay-Z's fly ball handled by Denzel in right center. The batter will be Kellen Strom, right-handed hitting right fielder. Well, Kellen's hitting .229 on the season, but he's been a whole big bunch better than that in this series. He's hitting .500 in this week. 8-for-16. It's one of the things with the new schedule, playing six-game series, and of course that is designed, if you don't know, it's designed to cut down on travel and mileage and all that good stuff. So with only two exceptions all year, the series are Tuesday through Sunday. Hard hit ball, shortstop, but there is Hernandez. Underhands to Cooper Bowman at second for the out. So leadoff base hit, followed by a walk. And the next three batters are out and runners are retired here in the first inning. So Sunday afternoon baseball underway as we wrap up this set between the Rockhounds and the Riders. Half inning in the books. Village Car Wash score. Frisco nothing. And against right-hander Wyatt Sparks, the Rockhounds come in the back.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Wyatt Sparks, boy, he is, that is the song used to say, a long and winding road to get to the pitcher's mound here this afternoon. Makes his second appearance of the season, his second appearance also since 2021. He was drafted out of high school by the Rangers 2018, but he missed almost all of his first season, had a bone spur in the right elbow. Elbow injury in 2021 led to Tommy John surgery, and he has just returned from that. So, man, kid has gone a long way to get to the pitcher's mound here this afternoon. Pitches to Cooper Bowman and finds the outside corner at the knees to the Rockhounds second baseman. Cooper back in the leadoff spot. Wyatt was outstanding in his first appearance of this season. The pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Came out of extended spring training through three scoreless innings against the Hounds and Fires. That is a high strike. Count goes 1-2 to Cooper. Asking here for his time. Lawrence Butler on deck in center field in this game. Butler is in center batting number 2. Brett Harris batting third, playing third. 1-2 count. Bowman waits from the right side. Takes one just down low. Ball was blocked by catcher Scott Capers. I think that got Scott a little bit. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The life of a catcher. Last night's hitting hero, Darryl Hernandez, batting fourth. He's a shortstop. A swing and a miss. A good breaking pitch down and away. Cooper out on strikes. So Wyatt Sparks starts this one with a swinging strike 3. And here's Lawrence Butler, the only bad news for the Rockhounds. Last night, Lawrence lost a 19-game on-base streak. Pretty significant. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. He actually scored the game-winning run. He was the designated or ghost runner to start the 10th. Ground ball right side. Boy, handle on a hard hop at first base by Tanalu. Pitcher to cover, and Sparks gets there for the out. Sharply hit. Nicely handled by Scott Tanalu. 2 men down for Brett Harris.
Third baseman, Brett Harris.
Hernandez on deck, as mentioned. Darryl at shortstop. Denzel Clark moves to the number five spot. He's in right field this afternoon, Denzel Clark. Logan Davidson, the first baseman, batting sixth. Logan at first. Sparks pitch right there outside corner at the knees, a called strike at 92. J.J. Schwarz, the DH, will bat seventh. J.J. behind the plate. Sparks working at a really nice pace, delivers down the way for a ball, 1-1. Well, he gets that ball and doesn't do much other than plant the foot, sets the hands, got the sign, and he's ready to go. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball, little chopper, third base, and that'll dribble foul. Jack Spiggers will handle, but in foul ground, 1-2 to Brett. William Simonite catching and batting eighth for the Hounds this afternoon. Simonite behind the plate, and Chase Calabui rounds it out in left field. Bowman, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Clark, and Davidson in the middle. Schwarz, Simonite, and Calabui will round it out. Hounds, as we have mentioned, a five-man bench among position players. Really unusual. It's just the way right now the roster is structured with the A's player movement. There's a pitch swung on and a foul tip. Got a tiny piece of it, did Brett. Still one ball, two strikes. That's a bit of a job for Bobby Crosby. Rotate things and try to give everybody enough playing time. Five-man bench is a bunch. Is the 1-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to left field off the bat of Harris. Going back is Cease, looking up. That ball's got a chance to do damage. That got out of here. Gone. Sidewalk souvenir for Brett Harris. When that ball jumped off the bat, I thought it might have a chance. I'm watching Chris Cease. He took a couple of steps in and then basically started drifting back. There is a little bit of breeze blowing that way, but Harris got under that ball, maybe a little backspin, and it got out of here over the left field wall. Third home run, 20th RBI of the year for Brett Harris. And the Hounds are on top. In steps Darryl Hernandez. He takes ball one, one ball, no strikes. Boy, it looked like Chris Cease, that is, had a beat on that ball. There's a pop foul down the right field side. Boy, Tandle, who given a great effort after that. He'll run out of room pretty quickly, but a good effort by the Ryder first baseman, 1-1. This ball had a lot of air under it. And boy, Brett Harris just having an outstanding season. He's a guy that, I would imagine, that ticket will be punched to Las Vegas before too long, just depending on availability and all that good kind of stuff on roster spots. Fly ball right field. Drifting in is Strom, and Kellen has it for the out. So Darryl Hernandez, after ending last night's game with a walk-off base hit, flies out to right field in this one. But Brett Harris, towering fly ball, cleared the left field wall, and the Rockhounds on the board. One inning in the books. Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of Frisco, 1-0.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second inning, and Nick Tanaloo will lead it off for Frisco. Tantaloo that Chris Cease and Jax Figgers, and this Joey Estes got out of a mini jam to start this game to Joey. And his first pitch is up and in for ball one to Tantaloo. Nick, right-handed hitter, 226 with a home run and six driven in, only a dozen games played. Takes on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Mentioned Corpus Christi defeated Amarillo yesterday. Bit of a pattern going on. Called strike outside edge, and it's one and two. Time called by Nick. When things started on Tuesday, Amarillo, Frisco, and the Rockhounds were all even. Trying to recall what the records were. 12 and 11, I do believe. Here's the stretch in that pitch, and that'll drop down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Frisco took a one-game lead, then the teams were tied again, then the Rockhounds took a one-game lead, teams tied again. There's a call, third strike, knee-high inside edge, and Nick will walk away. Lost speed backup pitch, just got there, knee-high. Tantaloo without argument, or not much anyway, will walk away. Strikeout number one for Joey Estes. The Rockhounds with a one-game lead, and again, it's boy, just so very tight, but three teams within one game all week long in the Texas League South. Kind of cool. Good off-speed pitch. Boy, just missed Chris Cease. Down the way, perhaps one ball, no strikes. Chris at 224, looking for his first hit of this series. Takes just outside, ball two. Over 12 with four strikeouts in the set. Pitch from Estes, that's up and away, that's ball three, so a quick 3-0 count. Jax Figgers waiting on deck. Estes with the sign, the twist in the 3-0. Going down and in, ball four, four-pitch walk, and just that easily, tying run on base as Chris Cease will draw the base on balls. So the Hounds 14-12, Amarillo and Frisco both 13-13. Yeah, one team in the league that is really hot and one team that is flat out struggling, and as you might guess, they are playing one another right now. Tulsa has won six games in a row. Pitch just outside, ball one to Jax Biggers, left-handed hitting third baseman. And the San Antonio Missions have lost seven straight. They were just a half game back not long ago, three and a half out now. Here's a swing and a foul tip off the bat of Biggers. A ball and a strike. Tulsa with by far, well, clearly the league's best record, I guess by three games. 17-9. Lead the North Division. Springfield beat Arkansas twice yesterday in a doubleheader. Toss over to first base, down on the body, but getting back in is Cease. Chris has three steals in as many attempts. And Springfield's been playing really good baseball of late. This pitch swung on and lined into right field. Boy, it almost hit Chris Cease. Base hit. Chris will get as far as second. Ball was pretty sharply hit, and Denzel got to it in a hurry. But, boy, Jax Biggers turned on that ball and just ripped it to right field. So 2-1 again for the Riders as they had in the first inning with a walk and a base hit. And the batter is Scott Capers. Riders catcher. He's kind of quietly very solid on this season in 15 games, hitting just under 300 at 296, has three homers. 11 driven in. Right-handed hitter with two on, one man down, 1-0 Hounds. Backup pitch, didn't mean to. Little roller up the first base line, and Joey Estes will eventually tag him out. Scott just pulling up and trying to backpedal away from Jake, but he is out. So one unassisted. That is your classic excuse me swing, but it does one other thing. It pushes both runners now into scoring position for Evan Carter. Carter, a little flare base hit into center field, his first time up.
Acuna on deck. There are two down in the inning. Hounds with a 1-0 advantage, but the Riders with runners at second and third. And an outstanding young hitter at the plate. Pitch from Estes just outside. Simo framing that pitch, but it was a little bit wide. One ball, no strikes. For the moment, the wind has absolutely gone away. Flags are motionless on the flag poles in the left center field behind the wall. Pitch up and in, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Again, still very early in the season. This is game 27. Evan Carter, I say that because he came into the series hitting 343. He's at 303 coming into the game. He's added to that here with a base hit. Takes, boy, just low. So ball three. Second 3-0 count of the inning for Joey Estes. He walked Chris Cease on four pitches. First base open, and a really dangerous guy on deck. Acuna having such a good series, too. The 3-0, that'll get there. Called strike. Not a great hitter's pitch, and Evan just looked at it. Carter has 25 walks against 20 strikeouts, and that's a pretty impressive number. Weigel's at bat as he waits the 3-1, and that ball sent foul up over the roof on the left side and out of play. Full count now, 3-2. Won't affect the base runners with first base open. Cease with a one-out walk, and then Biggers with a line drive single right there on base. The pitch to Carter is up high, ball four. So Joey in a jam here, and he's got a guy who's really swinging to bat well in this series. Luis Angel Acuna walked his first time up. And he's hitting 316 for the season, and right about there for this series. Chris Smith is going to jog out. Rockhounds pitching coach with a quick visit. Acuna in this series hitting 304. Again, he has a home run. He's driven in five. He has three doubles, four stolen bases. Most of that early in this series. But he ripped a home run into the right field short porch bullpen to start last night's game. And he's up there now with the bases full. Conversation over on the mound. Of course, just as home plate umpire Nate Diedrich gets there. Nate behind home plate from Victorville, California. Nate Diedrich calling balls and strikes. Crew chief Chris Presley Murphy from Lodi, California at first base. And Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa at third. Now here's Acuna. He has been aggressive at times. Takes it to high strike outside edge. 0-1. Just got there. Luis Angel, right-handed hitter, goes in about 5'10". Stretch a pitch by Estes. That ball is popped in the air to right field. It'll carry a little, but not a lot. Clark is there. He's camped and waiting, and Denzel's got it. And for the second straight inning, this time with the bases loaded, Joey Estes getting out of a jam. No runs, just one base hit, but a couple of walks sandwiched around the hit. And the bases are left loaded. In the bottom half of the second inning, our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And our score of the game, the Hounds won, the Riders nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Bottom half of inning number two. Denzel Clark will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Logan Davidson and J.J. Schwartz will follow. And Wyatt Sparks back to the mound. Gave up the solo home run in the bottom half of the first inning. Hounds on top by a 1-0 score. And I'm so glad I looked at the schedule. Was mentioning, about to mention, Frisco will go home. They have a six-game series with Wichita. They'll start Tuesday evening and then Wednesday in the late morning, 11:05 start. Rockhounds open their series with an 11:05 game at Amarillo. I thought that was Wednesday. Boy, I'm glad I looked. Thank you very much. Denzel Clark takes a called strike. And it is 0-1. Find that travel plan. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-1 to Denzel. Right-handed hitter. Well, again, his first couple of weeks at Double A have been eventful. To say the least, ground ball right side, but two hops to Tannehill. Makes the play about belt high. Over to cover the bag is Wyatt Sparks. And for the second time in the ballgame, a 3-1 put out with Tannehill and Sparks combining. Denzel retired. Here's Logan Davidson. Well, in last night's ballgame, to be sure, I mean, the triple play was obviously front and center. That's just something you rarely see. And Darryl Hernandez had the walk-off game winner in the 10th. Logan swings. Line drive right, right side base hit. Logan Davidson. Boy, what a story he is becoming. Logan had 3 runs batted in last night, had a 2-run homer and a game-tying single. So he was really the, along with the Acuña for the Rough Riders, the 2 top offensive performances of the game. Logan with a base hit there on the first pitch he sees. Boy, and that's just really becoming a developing story. Logan Davidson really swinging the bat well. Pitch up and into J.J. Schwartz. J.J. is the designated hitter. One on and nobody down. Stretching pitch by Sparks way inside. J.J. had to scoot back out of the way. That one 2-0. Before that swing of the bat, in his last 11 games, Logan Davidson, after a tough start, getting better than .350. Back up pitch, up and in. Ball 3, 3-0. And again, he is a former first-round draft choice out of Clemson. Now with the Rockhounds for his third season. And Logan really the last couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks, really swinging the bat well. Schwartz takes way inside ball 4. So Sparks offers up a 4-pitch walk. 2 on and 1 man down. And the batter, William Simonite. And a little visit here. Catcher Scott Capers will go out the mound, and he will be joined by, well, 2 guys anyway, so J.C. and Biggers will join the conversation from second and third, respectively. Mention the upcoming schedule for these 2 teams. The Riders will be at home for a couple of 6-game homestands beginning this Tuesday, hosting Wichita. And then Amarillo will come to town at Riders Field. Rockhounds will be at Amarillo this coming week beginning Tuesday morning. Thank you very much. And then back home a week from Tuesday to host San Antonio. William Simonite, the batter, 2 men on, 1 man down. Set and pitch right down the chute, called strike. Simon in very limited playing time, playing in just his 6th game. He's 3-for-17 to start this season. Long set by the right-hander, 2 glances at second. Sparks delivers and bounces one up there. Good stop by Scott Capers. Well, that's a little thing, but if Scott doesn't get the block on that pitch, the runners would both be in scoring position. Again, breeze absolutely gone away now. Flags are not moving at all, so just a sunny, warm, if not hot, Sunday afternoon. Swinging the ball, hit the center field off Simon Ice. Back, going back is Carter, and he will reach. He can't get there. That ball will go all the way to the wall. That's going to drive home a couple. William Simonite. Throw to home plate. There will be no throw. 2-run double. Boy, just drilled that thing. Line drive, straightaway center field. Evan Carter reached up, could not get there. And 2 runs will score. Boy, that has to feel good. Again, playing time has been really tough. Got by for Simo, and I mentioned the 5-man bench for the Rockhounds. Boy, does he take advantage. Good swing of the bat, just a line shot. So a 3-0 game. Simonite on at second base. Here's Chase Calabuig. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Takes that there. Strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman to follow here in the last half of the second. Rockhounds got the solo home run from Brett Harris in the first. Two-run double by William Simonite here in the second. This pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to right field. Going back and still back is Strom. Still back, and that ball's got a chance. Did that get out of here? Again, a whole bunch of air and a sidewalk souvenir for Chase Calabuig. Boy, another high fly ball. Didn't get out by a bunch, but it's on the grass berm in right center field. Gone. Third of the year for Chase. And the Hounds get back-to-back two-run swings. And Chase Calabuig with a two-run home run. Again, watching the outfielder, Kellen Strom, and he kept tracking it, but that ball just enough air to get out of here. And it is 5-0 Rockhounds, and here's Cooper Bowman. And a backup delivery finds the inside corner. It is 0-1. Boy, very similar swing to and ball flight to the home run hit by Brett Harris to left field. Pitch misses here. It's one ball, one strike. Swing and a bouncer to the right side. Tanelu chases into foul ground. The ball just wide of the bag at first, and it's 1-2. And the breeze had kicked up again. No surprise here. You're not going to stay calm for that long in this part of the world. And the wind is right to left. It's not overly strong at all, but there is a little bit of breeze. And Chase hit that ball to right field. Pitch drops down low. Count goes 2-2. Calabuig had a 2-home run game at Springfield. As his third home run of the year, 8th and 9th RBIs, and the Rockhounds build the lead now to 5-0. 2-2 pitch. We just missed a little bit inside. Full count now to Cooper. Second time through the order. Bowman struck out his first time up. Lawrence Butler will follow here. A one-out single, a sharply hit single by Logan Davidson. A 4-pitch walk to J.J. Schwarz. Line drive double to center by Simonite. 2-run home run by Calabuig. Now a little blooper by Bowman, and that will sink and drop in center. And that's just a slicer-dicer. Base hit for Cooper Bowman. Well, the question now, Cooper, who leads the league with 15 steals, is he going? Lawrence Butler will be the batter. Cooper Bowman has a couple of interesting, well, one is a bit of a streak. The other is just the last 12 games in general now. Toss over to first, he'll chase him back. Cooper has now hit in 7 consecutive games and has 7 hits. He's 7 for 27. He's hit in 11 of his last 12 games and has 11 hits. He scores a lot of runs. He's not going. The swing is foul out of play. 0-1. As Butler takes a swing at the first pitch. So Cooper Bowman, the base runner, with one man down. Not been a lot of thievery going on in the last, what, couple of games. Bowman up first, not going. Pitch to Butler, a big swing and a miss, and Lawrence comes up empty, 0-2. He bounced out first base to pitcher his first time up. But the top two base stealers in the league are still these two ball clubs, with Bowman with 15 for 15, and Luis Anel Acuna 14 out of 14 for Frisco. That's good thievery. 0-2 count. Butler waits. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Fouled straight back. Count 0-2. Cooper was running on the 0-2 pitch. Brett Harris waiting on deck. Brett opened the scoring in this game with a solo home run. Good number of umbrellas out today, but not to stop the raindrops, to offer a little shade. 0-2 pitch. Little roller making the play as Sparks, and he will throw to first base but not go to get him. So Lawrence Butler, a little swinging butt on an 0-2. Well, again, how many times you say it, though, just put it in play. Didn't hit it very far. probably not even 30 feet up the line, but it got the job done. Boy, for Wyatt Sparks, that has to be remarkably frustrating. He's given up. The Davidson single was a well-hit ball. Simonite's double and Caleb Weeks' home run, obviously, well-hit. Cooper Bowman, kind of a soft single to center, and that's just a swinging butt now for Lawrence Butler. And that'll bring Joe Goble, the pitching coach, out. John Goble, I'm sorry, John, forgive me. Manager Carlos Cardoza, his first season in the Double-A Rough Riders. Boy, he'd hear nothing but great things about Carlos Cardoza. And that has been our experience as well, his stay here, first time in. So, conversation on the mound, a fairly lengthy one. I will be joined by Nate Diedrich, who is still trying to break things up. Pitching coach John Goble going back to the dugout. Now the conversation ends, so Nate finally gets things broken up, and he'll jog back behind home plate. Mound visit is duly noted, and Brett Harris stands in with two men on and still just one man down. Six men in a row have reached base now in this inning. 5-0 Rockhounds. Two on, one out. Harris swings at the first offering and bounces it foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Lawrence Butler with that base hit has now reached base in 20 of his last 21. And I believe 22 out of 24 games overall. Swinging a ground ball right side, got a chance. Base hit! And going to send the runner home, and I don't think there'll be a throw. There will not. RBI base hit. Brett Harris, 6-0 Rockhounds. Cooper Bowman was the lead runner at second base, and he can flat scoot, so there is no throw. Harris sent that ball the opposite way. It got between Sejasi and Tantalou on the right side. Now here comes Carlos Cardoza, and that will be it for Wyatt Sparks. So he really runs into a jam here in the second inning as seven consecutive base runners will reach. So it'll be first and second. The Riders will go to the bullpen. Wyatt, again, his first outing since 2021. Coming earlier this week, he pitched three scoreless innings. This time, second time around, Rockhounds get to him a little bit. Gave up the solo home run to Brett Harris in the first inning. And he will give up in an inning and a third, seven base hits. Six runs across at this point in time. He's responsible for both base runners, one walk and one strikeout. So the Hounds will have batted around here with still just one man down in the second inning. Daryl Hernandez will be the batter when play resumes. Now the Riders will go to the bullpen, and John Matthews will get the call. John's numbers here in just a moment as Matthews will come on with two men on and one man down. Rockhounds lead the series 3-2. They are trying for their first home series win on the season. They have won both of their road series, taking 2 out of 3 at Northwest Arkansas, 4 out of 6 at Springfield. The Hounds dropped 4 out of 6 to Tulsa. Pretty well-contested series, but the Drillers did get the better of it, 4-2. And the Rockhounds in Corpus Christi, the first part of this homestand, splitting their 6-game series. Hounds lead this one 3-2 at this point. And have a big early lead now, a 6-0 advantage for the Hounds as we get back to it. For John Matthews, his 7th appearance, 1-0 with a 7.20 ERA, 13 hits allowed in 10 innings of work, a couple of those home runs, 5 walks and 13 driven in. Jeremy Ironman will pinch hit for Daryl Hernandez. So we'll see what might be up with that. Well, Jeremy Ironman will pinch hit for Daryl. Man takes a slider strike on the outside corner off speed pitch. Got there for a strike. John Matthews, right-hander on the hill in relief. Pitch to Ironman, and hit him. Boy, welcome to the game, Jeremy. when he fires the bat to the ground. Of course, that's just in pain. So the bases are full. Down to third base goes Lawrence Butler. To second goes Brett Harris. And the batter will be Denzel Clark. He bounced out first base to pitcher to start this inning. And the next eight batters have now reached base. Five have scored. Bases are loaded. So Denzel bounced out Tanalu to Sparks to start the inning. And that's still the only out. And he is up for a second time. Pitch high and tight for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Set by the right-hander, base is full. Delivers, Denzel swings and misses. Off-speed pitch away, one ball, one strike. Denzel got off to such a remarkable start. Obviously, reality has to set in at some point. He's 13 for 31, came in at 433 in his first about 10 days. Swings high fly ball, center field, Evan Carter. Drifting, oh, it's going to drift into right. I'm watching Evan, and he couldn't find it, neither could I. That's going to be deep enough to score a run. Sacrifice fly, right center field, handled by Strong. Was watching Evan Carter react to the ball, and he made a move as if he had it in his sights, and then he kind of slowed down, held up a little bit. He may have lost it, but Kellen Strong had it all the way. Sacrifice fly to the right fielder off the bat of Denzel Clark. Second out of the inning, but it produces another run, the sixth of the inning. Two runners advance. Logan Davidson steps in, takes high and away for a ball. That run, of course, goes to Wyatt Sparks. So Butler scores easily from third base. Brett Harris hustles to third. First and third, the runners, two men down, and the pitch to Logan. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. So the first seven batter, check me, the first six batters of this inning, all scoring. Pitch inside for a ball. They get a two-ball, one-strike count now. Davidson, a sharp single to right field, and that started this inning. J.J. Schwarzdoer walk, William Simonite two-run double, Chase Calabui two-run home run. Delivery swung on and missed. Logan chased one away. The count goes 2-2. Brett Harris with an RBI single. Denzel Clark, sacrifice fly. Denzel, nine games played. That's his 11th run driven in. So first and third with now two men down. 2-2 to Logan. Came into this game at 250, which is not glamorous, but it's an interesting little kind of a stepping stone swing and a miss, and he's out this time. So 1-for-2 in the game. But the Rockhounds put a sixth spot on the board. So we have played a couple. The Rockhounds have taken the early lead in this ball game and expanded it. At the end of two innings of play, we're at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Sunday afternoon Texas League Baseball. We're brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score of the game, the Hounds lead the Riders 7-0.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Rockhouse put a half a dozen on the board in the bottom half of the second inning, and Joey Estes, who has actually gotten out of two jams in this game, takes a 7-0 advantage to the mound and delivers over the outside corner a called strike to Dustin Harris. 3, 4, and 5 in the order, beginning with Dustin. Thomas to Jacy and Kellen Strom to follow, a swing and a foul straight back, and the count 0-2. Dustin Harris, left-handed hitter, popped out to shortstop his first time up. Speaking of, pitch swung on and popped high in the air, right side of the infield. Cooper Bowman, Logan Davidson, looks like Logan. And it will be. Boy, another ball that got way up in the stratosphere. Pop out to first base. Dustin Harris pops out to Logan Davidson, one away. Jeremy Eierman pinch hit for Darryl Hernandez, and he stays in the game at shortstop, which is where Darryl started. Here is Thomas Sajacy. He is 0-for-1, flew out to right field his first time. Estes fires a fastball over the outside corner called strike. Fastball will sit in that 90 to 92, maybe 93 range for Joey Estes. Delivery to the corner. Boy, same pitch. That at 93 called strike in the outside corner. Right at the knees, can't not throw it much better than that. And now Sajacy will ask for time. Mentioned 10 innings last night. There wasn't a ton of offense, but again, it was a pretty solid 10-inning game. A lot going on. 0-2 pitch down and away. Game was played about 220, actually a little less than that. Just stunning the effect of primarily, the pitch clock. I mean, that's certainly the biggest change. 1-2 pitch way up and in. Ball two. So 0-2 is now 2-2. Riders got the first two men on in the first inning, loaded the bases with two out in the second, also had two on with one down in the second. Pitch went just outside. Joey absolutely, positively thought he had a strikeout. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, one man down, full count. Pitch swung on and ripped left side, base hit, line drive. Boy, good AB for Sajacy. Got down 0-2. Then 3 pitches out of the zone, and he rips the 3-2 pitch to left field for a base hit. Sajacy having a really good series. He's 9 for 24. That's a .375 average. All 9 of his hits have been for singles, but he got a bunch of them. Kellen Strom, the batter, bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first inning, 0-for-1. Swings, fly ball, line drive right field. Denzel Clark, boy, right at him, barely had to move to the big guy. Strom hit it hard, but right at Denzel in right field. 2 men down for Nick Tanelu. Struck out looking. The only strikeout victim of this game early on anyway for Joey Estes.
57, Nick Tanelu.
Riders first baseman. And breeze has picked up again. It went away for a while, but it's right to left, a little bit inward perhaps. Pitch outside for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. That's just that glove up to his chin as he looks in for the sign. That elbow parallel with the ground, swings and fouls it back. There's Nick Tanelu in the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. Chris Cease is the left fielder. He is on deck in the top half of the third. Pitch from Estes, backup delivery, fouled back to the screen. Count goes 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nick will step out, stretches out a little bit, and steps back in. Wheels the bat around one time as Estes looks in for the side. Brett Harris shading a little toward the line at third base. Right side pretty well wide open. Swings and pops one foul. Does Nick off to the right. Count a ball and two strikes. Got some AAA experience. This Nick Tanelu played for the Round Rock Express a year ago. Nick out of Huntsville, Alabama. Takes just outside for a ball. Boy, not by much. Two balls, two strikes with a one on and two men down. That's twice in this inning. Joey thought he had a strikeout, only to be said nope. Two balls, two strikes. Tempted but not going as Tanelu. Count goes full, 3-2. Ball goes according to schedule in terms of the rotation. Ryan Cusick will get the start Tuesday at Amarillo. J.T. Ginn was placed on the IL. He went briefly to Arizona. Get a little bit of rehab and attention. Here's a drive to left field, and that's not coming back. High and deep and up and gone. You betcha. Nick Tanelu, a two-run home run. Boy, just tomahawked that thing over the left field wall. You know, we mentioned that with Joey. Of the hits he has allowed, that's five home runs. So Sajacy scores ahead of him. Tanelu comes across with a two-run home run. That's his second in just 13 games. So a 7-2 game. And the batter will be Chris Cease. Walked his first time up. Now Joey's been a bit of a jam in all three innings. Had men on base in all three innings. Popped foul out of play here, 0-1. Mentioned JT again briefly over to Arizona and the A's complex there, but he has returned to the team. He's still on the injured list, but may affect the rotation during the Amarillo series, and we shall see. Pitch high and away for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike. So Ryan Cusick, who has been a really good story, will get, one would think anyway, two starts in Amarillo. Oh boy, it's a swinging strike two, a ball and two strikes. Talking with Zach Bigley, the outstanding radio voice of the Rough Riders. And, boy, the Riders had a couple of big leads go away in that series at Hodgetown, a 10-run lead at one point. Pitched down and away for a ball, 2-2. And things just flat out happened there. Home runs are very common, but I think it was the 10-run lead got away. Only one home run was hit in that game. Pitched down and away for a ball, 3-2. Zach ran across a stat I thought was really interesting, and we'll get some of that good stuff going upon arrival in the panhandle, but we think that isn't a hitter-friendly ballpark. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball, third base, backhanded by Brett Harris, near the line, sets up, throws in, got it, nice play at the hot corner. Well, unlike the triple play last night, that won't make ESPN's top 10, but that was a really nice play at third base by Brett Harris. But a two-run home run from Nick Tanelu. Three home runs, speaking of the long ball, near this afternoon. We go to the bottom of the third, Village Car Wash, score Hounds 7, and the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Rockhound 7 and Frisco 2. We go to the bottom half of inning number 3. So we're talking about home runs at Hodgetown. Already three baseballs knocked out of the yard here. A couple of towering fly balls from Brett Harris and Chase Calabuick for the Rockhounds. Boy, Nick Chandler just turned on it. Absolutely ripped the line drive out of the ballpark just a couple of moments ago. So 7-2 the score. John Matthews on in relief in the second. Will return to the mound here. He'll face the bottom third of the order. J.J. Schwarz, William Simonite, and Chase Calabuig. First pitch from Matthews just inside for a ball. Just heard from our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. Tell you about a less than bright individual on this date. Pitch down and in. Appeal. Nope, did not go. J.J. Moore turned into that a little bit than swing, so 2-0 the count. Walked and scored his first time up. Rockhounds DH in this game. 2-0 stretch. Pitch swung on, and that ball drove toward the left field corner. And that is going to sink and drop base of the wall. Kick sideways. Retrieved by Cease. Stand up double J.J. Schwarz. Got a 2-0 pitch and dealt with it. Double into the left field corner. Hit that diagonal fence that cordons off the left field bullpen. Cease stayed with it. Chris didn't let it rattle around too much, so a double for J.J. He kind of quietly has a nice little stretch going. He's got a five-game hit streak going, does J.J., and he's 8-for-18 in that set, including a home run. Now William Simonite, RBI double, a two-run double. Line drive to center, his first time up. Picks over the outside half, 0-1. Mentioning Hodgstown and Zach Bigley during his stay in the Panhandle last week with the Riders taking on the Sod Poodles. Ballpark renowned as a hitter's park, and deservedly so. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. And the ball just flat gets out. The dimensions are almost silly in some regards, to be honest. The one ball, one strike stretch. Simonite waiting. Hands again extended away from the body a little bit. Big swing and a miss comes up empty, 1-2. In 2022, Amarillo pitching in 70 home games gave up just over 150 home runs. That's home only. 150 plus. I think 152. Big swing and a miss, and Simo out on strikes. Boy, this game will keep you humble. Ripped a double about 390 feet his last time. Strikes out swinging this time around. Second whiff for John Matthews since coming on. One on, one out. And here's Chase Calabuig. Elevated the ball and got it out of here to right field. Wasn't a short porch home run. Got the berm. That's the area in this ballpark, of course, where you do get those inexpensive home runs. Right field, short porch bullpen, but that was not the case with Chase. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-0. And if you get it out anywhere else in this park, you've got to hit it pretty well. Left-handed hitter with one on and one man down. 7-2 hounds in the third. Check swing, did he go? He did. So the count is a ball and a strike. And I was visiting with Zach. We were just talking about the ballpark in Amarillo. It just seems to be a ballpark that home runs or otherwise is a swinging strike. Fastball elevated, and Chase could not catch it. One ball, two strikes. It's just a ballpark where things just tend to happen. Crazy score turnarounds and rallies always. So we'll see the Rockhounds' first of two trips to the Panhandle this year. 1-2 pitch, just down and away from Matthews. Good idea, just missed a bit. Low and outside to John. Right-hander looks in, has his sign. Calabuig waits. The lead by Schwarz at second base. Pitch to Chase, high and away for a ball, 3-2. I think it was Zach that said, if you win a game in Amarillo, you're never really sure until about 5 minutes after the game and you get the box score and everything is settled. No lead is safe in that ballpark. There was a ballpark in this league when El Paso was at the AA level. They have a new ballpark now. They actually had three in their history, beginning with a place called Dudley Field. I never did see that one. Boy, that was a hitter's park, a bandbox. Pitch inside, ball four. Chase draws a walk, 2-1 out. And, of course, that was a little different era European ballparks, the Dudley Field, they called it the Dudley Dome, I think because they just basically never got rained out there. But when they built a stadium called Cohen Stadium in El Paso, and it was one that really that era in El Paso ushered in a lot of what we know now as minor league baseball, the entertainment and everything aimed at the fan experience. They really were one of the franchises that developed that. It's a swinging strike to Cooper Bowman, 0-1 to Cooper. But that was an absolutely a huge ballpark. It was 410 to straightaway center, 340 down each line, high walls, and the outfield wall was rounded perfectly symmetrically. 0-1 pitch up and in for a ball. So, I mean, the power alleys and the gaps at the old ballpark, or the Cohen Stadium anyway, in El Paso, huge. And the air a little thinner, and the ball flies out of there pretty well. That place was terrifying. Christensen Stadium, our old yard across town, was a home run haven. Tapper back to the mound. Handled by pitcher Matthews. Goes to second for one. Back to first. They get him. They did. Double play. Nicely turned. Not a triple play, but a really nice double play. John Matthews started that and goes 1-4-3. Now he's got a couple of base runners, but Cooper Bowman, not the easiest guy in the world at all to double up. But the Riders get him, and no damage done. So we're bound for the top half of the fourth. I'll tell you about that interesting gentleman at the crowd at Cincinnati on this date. I don't know what the IQ was, but on this day it wasn't very high. We'll tell you about him, give you some totals in the ball game, and go to the fourth. After three complete, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7, Frisco 2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969. More than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, the long ball has been very much in evidence early on in this game. Through three innings, the Rockhounds lead by the score of 7-2. Rough Riders have had scoring opportunities in all three innings. Joey Estes got out of those jams in the first two. Delivers and a called strike to the inside edge. Jax Biggers, who singled in the second. Riders had two on, nobody out in the first. Loaded the bases in the second. 0-1 pitch. Down and in. One ball, one strike. A one-out single by Thomas Sajesi in the third inning. And a two-out, two-run home run from Nick Tanalu. Riders cashing in the third. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-2. The Hounds got a solo home run over the left field wall, a high fly ball off Brett Harris's bat in the first. And then the Hounds went crazy go nuts in the second inning as eight consecutive batters reached base with one out. William Simonite, a two-run double. Chase Calabuya, two-run homer. Brett Harris, another RBI single. Bouncer toward first, handled by Davidson right near the bag. He will get there for the out. Jax Biggers bounces out to Logan Davidson with a high hopper to first base. One away, and the batter is Scott Capers. Sack fly by Denzel Clark capped the inning. Rockhounds scored six runs on six hits in the second. Had a walk and a hit batsman along the way. So 7-2 in the top of the fourth. Pitch high and away for ball one to Scott Capers. Riders two runs on four hits. Rockhounds seven runs on eight hits. The game errorless. Pitch to the outside edge. A called strike at the knees. 1-1 to Scott Capers. Riders have left five men on base in this game. Rockhounds have stranded three and have also had a double play. Saber swings, lines one to the screen, left side, foul ball, 1-2. Top of the order, Evan Carter on deck in the top of the fourth. Hounds lead to set, 3-2. And again, the mini version, the Riders will be home on Tuesday to host Wichita. Rockhounds will be at Amarillo on Tuesday morning. 1-2 pitch, just outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joey Estes came over to the A's in the same trade that Ryan Cusick was involved with. It was the Matt Olson trade with Atlanta. Pitch way up high for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Joey, that number that is so easily overlooked, is only 21 years of age. And he's really like his competitive nature. He's a swing and a high foul ball. Got way out in front of that, did Capers. Count stays 3-2. He's given up 2 hits in this game, so he's given up 19 base hits on this season, but one of them in this game, a home run, 5 home runs allowed. Again, that's, I think, the reason, main reason for the ERA being up a bit. Pitch, nope, outside, ball 4, so Capers will draw a walk. And command has been a bit of an issue. Going to have activity now in the Rockhounds bullpen. Get a right-hander, right-hander that is up and stretching out. Joey has 4 bases on balls and 1 walk. 4 hits, 4 walks. And Riders have had somebody on base, at least one guy in every inning. In fact, they've had 2 in every inning at least. Pitch down low to Evan Carter for a ball. Carter has reached both times he's been up. A flare single to center opened the game, and he walked in the second. Leadoff hit was a good AB, got down to the count 0-2 and worked it back and got a base hit. Pops this one up. Left side of the infield, Jeremy Ironman. Looking up in that high sky, makes the catch for the out. So Evan Carter pops out, one man down in the fourth inning. Make it 2 biggers starting this inning with a bounce out to first. 1 on, 2 out, and here is Luis Angel Acuna. Mentioning it from time to time, his brother Ronald, yep. Tremendous player in the big leagues. Luis Angel would love to join him. Big swing and a miss. And he goes in at 5'10", about 181. And men, when he decides to take a big swing, he does not, as the cliche goes, does not get cheated at all. Takes a strike here on the outside corner. The count quickly 0-2. A couple of home runs on the season, one of them in this series. That was yesterday, a line drive into the right field bullpen, went the opposite way and drilled it. Pitch up and away for a ball. Home run he hit into the short porch yesterday is one of those that wouldn't be a home run many spots in the league. A few. There are some reachable porches, but none more accessible than here. Pitch to the corner, called third strike in the outside edge, and Acuna not happy, but he is out on strikes. So the second whip of the game for Joey Estes. No runs or hits, a base on balls, and one man left on base. Middle of the fourth inning, the Rockhounds on top. Our Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the fourth. The Rockhounds 7 and the Rough Riders 2.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see web total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Lawrence Butler is one for two as a swinging punt for a base hit his last time up. Left-handed hitter leads it off and does it again, this time out in front of the plate, retrieved by Scott Capers for the out. Lawrence has nothing in common with me as a baseball player, and my career was Little League only way back in Seattle, Washington. But on this case, and this day, Lawrence and I have something in common. He has bounced out first base to pitcher, so didn't get the ball out of the infield. And his last two times, he has swung twice and has hit the ball a combined about 48 feet. Combined. That was me, all over. Called strike to Brett Harris. For Lawrence, it's unusual. Yeah, for me in Little League, that was the M.O., but that ball barely out in front of home plate, and Capers made the play. Pitch down and away to Brett Harris, who has had a big game. Home run in the first. That was a solo shot and an RBI single in the second. Two for two. RBIs 20 and 21. Brett swings, line drive, left center field. Carter on the move. He'll track it down with the glasses aren't down. I think they're on the brim of his cap, but glasses glistening. Line drive to Carter. Two men down very quickly here in the fourth. That will be Jeremy Ironman replaced Darryl Hernandez as a pinch hitter his last time. So obviously we'll see if that was just a case of a change. Sounds like an odd time for it, though, without some sort of reasoning. Jeremy takes a called strike. Well, he was hit by a pitch when he pinch hit. And while it's a painful way to do it, that extends his on-base streak to 16 games. He takes just down and away for a ball. 1-1. Jeremy Ironman and Logan Davidson were two really interesting last couple of weeks for guys who have a lot of experience at this level. Takes a backup pitch. That's a strike. 1-2. See if they can continue their current really good stretches of swing of the bat. And Amarillo ground ball left side, nicely handled by Bigger. Spins, turns, throws, got him. Range to his left, made that 270 or so spin. Throws right on the money. Good play by Jax Biggers. And for the first time in this ball game, either team goes up and down in order. As John Matthews retires the Rockhounds in order here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So in the fifth inning we go, I'll tell you about that idiot in a moment, I promise. Takes one to know one at times, yeah. After four complete Village Car Wash score of our game, the Rockhounds 7 and the Frisco Rockriders 2.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right-hander Durbin Feltman will come out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. Joey Estes. Day will be done. Four innings. Gave up four hits, a couple of runs, both of those on the two-run home run by Nick Tamalu. Walked four, struck out two. Eight counts and walked some batters, so Would have loved to have gotten through five, I'm sure, here with a 7-2 advantage. Not that that's a guarantee at all, of course, but Joey not the pitcher of record, not far enough into this game, so Durbin Feldman becomes that man. And he'll face Dustin Harris, Thomas Sagesi, and Kellen Strom. Harris looks to bunt, pushes it third base side. Boy, that's a great idea. Just pushed it foul. Third baseman Brett Harris is basically playing shortstop. Close to it. Now he's going to move a little bit, but he's well off the line. Jeremy Ironman is the shortstop. He's shading up the middle, and Dustin trying to drop one down. Boy, if he gets that in fair territory, it's a base hit. Now takes up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Durbin Feldman making appearance number four. Swinging a pop-up here near the plate. Simonite looking up into that high blue sky near the dugout, and he will glove it for the out. Simo tucks that away, one man down. Durbin with a high ERA of 9.82. Including that out, he has four innings, six hits, four walks, and six strikeouts. Well, they're playing baseball on this date in Cincinnati, Ohio. Sorry it took so long to get to this. Stuff going on, and then Rockhounds went, I'm sure, from their frame of mind, all too quickly in the fourth. Pitch down low for a ball. Sagesi is one for two. Thomas with a single and a run scored in the third. And a really good series of nine singles. A swing and a pop foul out of play, one and one. So it's Cincinnati, Ohio. It doesn't matter the opponent, but the Reds are playing. And they have the big video board, and they have the Kiss Cam, as a lot of stadiums do, in between innings. A little entertainment, pitch up high for a ball. So the Kiss Cam is going, and there's a 24-year-old guy, his girlfriend, and they're there, and they're on the Kiss Cam, and so they smooch. Here's the 2-0 pitch up high. It should be 2-1, by the way. Scoreboard is a pitch behind 3-1 to count. Home plate umpire making sure everyone knows that, even if the scoreboard does not. Now it does. Pitch swung on and missed. Full count 3-2. So, I mean, that's cute, I guess, if you're brave enough to do that. On the Kiss Cam, and you go ahead and do the kissing. Here's a pop-up right side. Second baseman, Cooper Bowman. Right field wall. Boy, Denzel didn't know where this is, but Cooper does. Wow. That sky is high. That sun is bright. Denzel was indicating he did not know where that was, and Cooper went a ways to get it. That ball had a whole bunch of air under it, and Bowman makes the catch well into right field. Two man down for Kellen Strong. Now, whether or not you think being on the Kiss Cam is a good thing or a bad thing, in this case, it was not a good idea for one of these three reasons. That 24-year-old gentleman and his girlfriend on the Kiss Cam, not a good idea. Why? Check swing, Kellen went, 0-1. Was his other girlfriend in the stands and saw him? Was his wife in the stands and saw him? Pitch swung on, fouled back, 0-2, or was his parole officer in the stands and saw him? If you're on the Kiss Cam, that's cute, and I guess it's romantic and all of that, but again, you just never know who's watching. Someone was, and this guy was in trouble. Was it his other girlfriend? Was it his wife? Or was it his parole officer? Watching the Kiss Cam at Great American Ballpark. Pitch just down and away for a ball, one ball and two strikes. It's Great American Ballpark, Cincinnati, Ohio, in this state. 1-2 count, bases empty, two down. Feldman trying to get out of the inning, and Durbin delivers up and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count. Facing Kellen Strom. This tremendous all-around athlete, by the way, is Strom. Takes down and away for a ball, so 0-2 is now 3-2. Man, what do you think, huh? Guy in the Kiss Cam, who was watching him? Was it his other girlfriend? Was it his wife, or was it his parole officer? I would think probably in order of degree of stuff you're in. Pitch, called third strike, and boy, that was a close pitch. Strom thought it was ball four. He's not going to argue. It was a very close pitch. He hesitated for a moment, and all he can do now is walk away. He is out on strikes. So, a 1-2-3 inning for the first time for the Rough Riders. You ponder, trivia answer coming up on the other side of this break, and we are midway through Sunday afternoon baseball. A big second inning is the difference. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7, Riders 2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Denzel Clark leads it off and pops the first pitch about a mile and a quarter into the air in shallow center. Evan Carter waits and he'll make the catch. One pitch, one swing, one high pop up into shallow center and one out in the fifth. 7-2 Rockouts. Here's Logan Davidson, 1-for-2. Guys on the Kiss Cam, Cincinnati, Ohio, kissing his, I guess, girlfriend who was watching. In degree of how much trouble you're in, I guess, was it his girlfriend? That would be step one. His wife, that would be step two. His parole officer would have some serious implications. Called strike to Logan, and it was the latter. Guy is spotted on the kiss cam in Cincinnati, Ohio, by his parole officer. Pitched down low for a ball. Now, that wouldn't be too bad a deal, except he hadn't exactly been adhering to the rules given to him by said parole officer. 1-1 pitch, inside for a ball, 2-1. He was wanted on several different parole violations. His parole officer spotted him smooching on the kiss cam, and police promptly came and arrested him. 2-1 pitch, outside ball, 3. 3-1 to Logan. All of the day in the ballpark. You know, we were in Springfield, Missouri last road trip. Here's the 3-ball, 1-strike count, and they're pitching away to Logan. Outside, ball 4. Boy, he is just on a terrific stretch. Is Logan Davidson again facing in this ball game that started the 6-run second inning. So Logan, right about 365 in his last 12 games. He started the season 2-for-26 and is hitting what, about 365 ever since. That 250 average he came in with today, that's one you can kind of circle. Here's J.J. takes down and in for a ball. J.J. Schwarz has walked and doubled in this game. We're in Springfield, and they do the kiss cam there every game. And it was between innings, and I tallied up my sheet, and I'm glancing at the kiss cam. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down and away. Here's the throw. That is a little high. They get him. Don't beat the tag. Logan with his second steal of the year. Hasn't been nearly as much running as there was early in this series. But the Rockhounds came into this game at 92%, 46 out of 50. That's their 47th steal now on the year in 51 attempts. 1-1 pitch to J.J., swings and pops one up right side foul ground. Anybody going to get there? Nope, the ball will just elude. Boy, a hat trick of Riders, Nick Tanlu, Thomas Ajayi, and Kellen Strom all after it. Well, they're going around the kiss cam at Springfield, and of course, normally some folks kind of smile or laugh, and some decline, you know, because you, that person that you are with may not be of any romantic interest to you. the Tiscam selection, of course, always increases that. And I had never quite seen a reaction that I saw in Springfield. There was a gentleman in, I don't know, 40s, maybe something like that. I'm awful at judging age. Here's the 1-2. And that bends just down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Make sure that was still John Matthews, and it is. Don't he hadn't dropped down like that in this game. Pitched down and away. Check swing. Did he go? Did not count 3-2 to J.J. Walked and scored in the second. Doubled, leading off the third. Well, this gentleman, and it looked like he turned to the very nice lady sitting next to him, and I believe she was sitting right next to him, and the look on the woman's face when this guy turned to say, let's go ahead and kiss cam here, the pitch down and in, ball four. Two walks for Matthews in the inning. The first of them combined in with a stolen base, but now first and second, one man down. The batter is William Simonite. Now, there's some folks who nicely declined to kiss on the kiss cam for whatever the reason. Going to get a visit to the mound here as John Goble will come back out. No activity yet in the Riders' bullpen, so this will just be a conversation. But, I mean, this lady looked somewhere borderline between maybe a tinge angry, a tinge shocked, and a tinge I'm not sure what. But I wish I had a still picture of it, but sometimes the kiss cam can be interesting. In the case of that idiot in Cincinnati, it's really not a wise decision at all. Conversation is over on the mound. That kiss cam incident in Cincinnati took place on this date, 2003. Hey, also on this date, this is kind of cool, the largest comeback, it is believed, in the history of professional baseball. And a guy who would later become part of our franchise was part of it. Midwest League game. Not all that long ago, by the way, just 9 years ago. Pitch down and away for a ball to William Simonite. Simo, a two-run double to center field. Just a scorched line drive and struck out his last time. It was a game between the Burlington Bees and the Clinton, Iowa Lumber Kings. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And it was Clinton was the visiting team. They were playing at Burlington, Iowa, and they were down by 16 runs after five innings. Rallied back to win 20-17. 2-0 pitch. That'll get there. Backup delivery for a strike, 2-1. The manager of that Class A team, Mariners affiliate at the time, Clinton, Iowa. Manager was Scott Steinman, who managed 2 years with the Rockhounds. The good guys is Steiny. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count 2-2. Down by 16 runs after five innings. Came back to win. Angels came close to that. Down 16-3. And still Paso came back to win. Ground ball left side. That got under for a base hit. That's going to load him up. William Simonite 2-for-3. Boy, that has to feel nice. Again, playing time is really tough to come by. And Simo 2-for-3 in this game. Got that ball past Biggers and just under the glove of a diving Luis Angel Acuna. So bases are loaded. It's the second hit allowed by Matthews. He has walked three batters, struck out two. Bases loaded for Chase Calabuig, a two-run home run and a double. Or excuse me, and a walk, I should say. Two-run home run and a base on balls. And now here comes Carlos Cordoza, and that obviously will be it for John Matthews, second visit to the mound in this inning. So in the fifth inning, Rockhounds leading the game 5-2, and or rather by five runs, a 7-2 score, and so who comes into the bullpen here is going to inherit bases loaded, one man down, and Rockhounds really trying to distance themselves here in this final game of the series. Logan Davidson, a walk and a steal. J.J. Schwarz, a base on balls. And William Simonite with a base hit that loads him up. Well, the Rough Riders we'll go to the bullpen, and as soon as the convention on the mound breaks up, we'll check the new reliever for you. Calabrese will be the batter with the top of the order, Cooper Bowman, waiting on deck. I think this is Juan Mejia. There we go. Now the conversation breaks up. It is Juan Mejia. Joined the ball club this week and has made one appearance in this series as Mejia. And he is on in the fifth inning with the bases loaded. Mejia in his first outing went two innings, gave up two hits, but no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. So very solid outing for the left-hander. Calabrese, as I said, will be the batter in this game. His home run, third of the season for Chase, had a two-home run game. That was the first time he had ever done that in his career. Did that at Springfield, Missouri, and that was key in a Rockhounds victory. So Chase will step to the plate. Mentioned William Simonite going 2-for-3 in this game, and against Simo, who has been on the development list a couple of times on the season, playing in just his sixth game. If you don't get a whole lot of ABs, a couple of things. Number one, tough to really find much rhythm, but you also want to take advantage when you do get playing time. He's 2-for-3 with a two-run double today. Now Chase swings. Little looper into shallow right field, a base hit. Boy, reached out and just kind of volleyed that thing in a right base hit. 8-2 Rockhounds, RBI single, Chase Calabrese. Logan Davidson comes across the score. So Chase with three more ribbies now in this game. Two-run home run, and that's just a little flare into right field. Run goes to John Matthews. J.J. Schwartz to third base. William Simonite to second. And here's Cooper Bowman. He's 1-for-3. Infield in at the corners, back up the middle. Double play depth, actually, up the middle. Pitch high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cooper with a strikeout in the first inning. Singled and scored in that six-run second, which is numerically clearly a difference in this game. Six-run lead for the Hounds. They scored a half dozen in the second inning. Cooper swings ground ball left side. That's nicely snared by Biggers. Comes home for the out to first base and not going to be in time. But, boy, what a nice play by Biggers. Ball was really sharply hit. Throws home, does Jax, gets J.J. Schwartz. The relay throw to first base was close. And Bowman runs really well. He beat it by maybe a half step or so. Well, Biggers, we mentioned the corner infielders were playing in, and that ball got to him in a hurry. Bowman hit it really sharply. Jax made a nice play, came home for the force out. Score remains 8-2. Batter is Lawrence Butler. Takes a backup pitch for a strike on a breaking ball, 0-1. Well, it's 1-for-3 with a swinging bunt. Mejia set at the belt. Breaking ball, a beauty, called strike, 0-2. A couple of really nice breaking pitches to Lawrence Butler. Mejia gives up the base hit, gets a good defensive play behind him, and now trying to escape any other damage. Bases are still loaded. Pitch to Butler. Check swing. Did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. You might get that appeal if the umpire, the third base umpire, and I think the dugout barked a little bit. I don't know that I really blame them. I kind of think if Ben Engstrand is on the third base line, right now he's positioned between the pitcher and the shortstop. If he's on the third base line, you might get that call. A ball and two strikes to Lawrence Butler. And he has pitched, and that ball is lined but foul. Right field berm. Oh, guy had his chance at a one-hop line drive. Couldn't handle it on the berm. Might have a beverage in the left hand. Yeah, he's got the beverage working, so tough decisions in sports. You know, do you risk spilling? Is the souvenir worth it? Apparently not. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Lawrence, after yesterday going 0-for-5 and again lost that 19-game on base streak, drops under 300 for the first time in a long while. First year at Double A for the left-handed hitter. Whole bunch of talent. Captain out of high school swings, lines this one foul toward the berm again. Up, that one's going to find the screen just short of the grass berm, so no souvenir this time. 2-2 count, it remains. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hounds have added one. It's an 8-2 game. San Antonio has come from behind to lead Tulsa 5-2. Mission's trying to break a 7-game losing streak. 2-2 pitch, line drive down the right field side, fair or foul. That is a fair ball right on the chalk. That'll bring home one. That'll bring home two. Gonna hold the runner. It's a 2-run double, Lawrence Butler. And the Rockdowns have hit double digits. Fouled a couple off and then reached for that one. Looked like middle out. And boy, again, he's strong, he's tall, and he reached out and just yanked that thing down the right field line. And that bounced right on, I guess it's a paint line now, but right on the line. Cooper Bowman stopping at third base, but two runs across. And now the batter will be Brett Harris. He is 2-for-3. He lines one up the middle. That's a base hit for Brett Harris. Going to send both runners. Throw by Evan Carter has got a chance, or does it? Nope. In scoring, standing up is Butler. Brett Harris with a 4-RBI game. Single right up the middle. Brett 3-for-4. Boy, he is really having an outstanding season. So the Rockhounds have, boy, now a 5-run inning in the fifth to go with their 6-run inning in the second. Brett started it with a solo home run all the way back in the first. So Mejia now has given up 3 base hits since coming into the game. Left-hander delivers up high for a ball, throwing behind the runner is Scott Capers, the catcher, but heading back in is Brett. Brett Harris now leading the Rockhounds of 23 runs driven in. Came in at 317, and he is 3-for-4. It's a swing and a miss as Jeremy Ironman comes up empty. Jeremy took Daryl Hernandez's place as a pinch hitter in the second, took over at shortstop. 0-for-1, Jax Bigger has made a nice play on a sharply hit ball off Jeremy's bat his last time up. Was hit by a pitch. As a pinch hitter back in the second. On base now in 16 straight. Takes a breaking pitch, and that's a strike got in over the heart of the plate. Count 1-2. Hounds have batted around for the second time in this game. 5 more across in the inning. Back-to-back 2-run base hits for Lawrence Butler with a double and Brett Harris with a single. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Jeremy protecting the outside corner. Denzel Clark started this inning on the first pitch. He popped out to shallow center, and since then, again, the Hounds and a lot of guys going ground ball left side. It'll be handled by Acuna. Have to hurry out. Good play by Acuna. Got him. Strong, long throw. And that will end the inning. But the Hounds, again, do some damage. They bat around for the second time in this inning. And after 5 now, the lead is at double digits. 5 innings complete. Finale of the 6-game series. Rockhounds bidding for an outright series win, and they've got a big lead. Village Car Wash scored through 5. Hounds 12. Rough Riders 2.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Well, after 5, the Rockhounds are coming off that tremendous victory last evening. 5-4 in extra innings. Brett Harris got the scoring going in the bottom of the first inning, a solo home run. The Rough Riders threatening in each of the first three innings. They did get a two-run home run from Nick Tanelu in the third, but by that time, the Rockhounds had added six runs in the second inning. Two-run double by William Simonite, two-run home run by Chase Calaboy. That made it 7-2. The Rockhounds scoring five runs on four hits and a couple of bases on balls in the fifth inning. And again, two-run swings by Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris. 12-2 is the score. Nick Tanelu will lead it off here. And takes just down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Nick struck out looking in the second and lined the ball out of here over the left field wall with a man on in the third. Takes, and that is down low from Durbin Feltman for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Rockhounds, a 10-run lead. Frisco, two runs, four hits. Rockhounds, 12 runs, 12 hits. 2-0 pitch way up high. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Joey Estes went the first four innings. Durbin Feltman relieved him in the fifth, so he is the pitcher of record in this final game of the set. And a four-pitch walk, and that is on that list of things you want to do as a pitcher. That can't be near the high part of the list after your team pops five on the board. So base on balls. Here's Chris Cease. Chris, a walk and a bounce out to third baseman Brett Harris. And Delury fastball. It comes really over the top of that fastball, called strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Feltman set. Hands drop slowly to the belt. Stretch and pitch. Fastball down. Count one ball and one strike. Final game of this set. Rockhounds lead the series 3-2. Mentioned a while back that this would be the first series win at home for the Hounds. And we'll get them to 500 on the season at home. Swinging a chopper out towards shortstop. Picked nicely by Ironman. No, it isn't. He ran right over the top of it. So Jeremy will get the E6 on that. He took his eye off and maybe a little bit. He was charging in the ball on a high topspin hop and maybe glanced over his shoulder to gauge where he would go with a throw, but ball in and out of the glove, fielding error on Jeremy. That's the first error of the ball game for either team. Two on, nobody down, and here's Jax Biggers. Single to right field in the second, bounced out to first base in the fourth. Jax was the guy who bunted into the triple play last night, pitch up and in for a ball. Now, I don't bring that up to be critical at all. It was obviously his job to drop it down. And this guy is he's a very talented bunter. He had already dropped down a perfect sacrifice earlier in the game. And it came with two on, of course, and nobody down in the ninth last night. Pitch up high for a ball, it's 2-0. And there had been a delay just before that 0-2 pitch. He had dropped down a bunt, but it was deemed to have been a foul ball after a lengthy discussion. And then with, again, the two men on base and an 0-2 count, Jax bunted. The 2-0 is up and in ball three. So a four-pitch walk and an error in this inning. Not the prettiest of starts to the sixth for the Hounds. And he did indeed, when you say he popped it up, it didn't get a whole bunch of air under it. And Chase Cohen made an absolutely brilliant play. The catch itself was outstanding, and then he made the good throw to second, started the triple play. Pitcher called strike 3-1. The runners were caught off the bases, but again, if you're the Rough Riders, you know the guy at the dish is a very good bunter. And so, and of course, it's a tie ball game in the ninth, and they break off the bag a little bit, swinging strike down and in 3-2. So, yeah, the base runners were caught off the bags, but it was just a marvelous play by Chase Cohen. Said this earlier, I watched the video replay a couple of times, and when we saw it, of course, in person, tremendous play, but boy, it was better than I had recalled. That was just a terrific catch by Chase. Swinging a looper toward left field, Calaboy drifting over, has room near the line, makes the catch for the out. Runners will not try to tag. Good throw in from Chase. Fly ball to left field, one man down in the sixth. And again, it was good enough that made the top 10 on ESPN's top plays last night with number 5, in fact. Of all the nights, not to have, usually have it on at least in the background. On the road, I will usually have SportsCenter on as I do my post-game paperwork. A little more of that to be done at home, and don't usually have the TV on, which I had last night. The swing and a foul straight back, and Scott Capers with an 0-1 count. Scott has bounced out to pitcher Joey Estes unassisted early. He walked his last time up against Joey. Field drifts into shadow. A little bit of a cloud cover behind us, perhaps. Just some high clouds. 0-1 count. Pitch by Feltman. Up high for a ball from Durbin, and the count 1-1. So 2-on, 1-man down, top of the 6th. Hounds enjoying a 10-run advantage. It's back-to-back Saturday nights with just spectacular stuff on fireworks nights. 1-1, pitch foul back, 1-2. Can't write a much better script from the, and it doesn't matter if it's the Rockhounds, whoever is at home. Have a dramatic win. Great stuff going on. You're not going to see many triple plays, of course, but boy, the way that unfolded, and then moments later, a walk-off base hit on an 0-2 pitch. The 1-2 set, Feltman to the plate, down and away. Boy, fastball was 93, had some movement on it, got all the way down to the dirt, blocked there by Simonite. 2-2 to the Frisco catcher, Scott Capers, top of the order, Evan Carter. The on-deck circle, and time now called by Capers. Scott from Indiana, Walkerton, Indiana is his home. Tanalu takes the lead off second base, Cease off first, and the 2-2. Swung on a pop foul out of play. We'll do it again on a two-ball, two-strike count. Durbin Feltman comes set, count 2-2. Runners there leads, long look out at second, now delivers, and this ball lifted high in the air to right field. Denzel Clark drifts back a little bit. He is camped and waiting, and he's got it for the out. The runners will hold, and it'll be 2 men down here in the inning. Hounds now, of course, with a big advantage, but the Riders threatened in each of the first 3 innings, scored a couple in the third on this 2-run home run by Tanalu, but that was after the Hounds had the big run, 6-run second inning. At 2-1, nobody out, in fact, in the first inning, when this fella, Evan Carter, got on base with a base hit. Evan 1-for-2 plus a walk. So 2-1 and 2 men down. Acuna waiting on deck. Pitch to Carter. Ground ball out toward shortstop. Jeremy Ironman, no mistake this time. Throw to first. Boy, Carter is fast, but he is out. So 2 base runners, but no damage done. Feltman gets the next 3 batters in order. Do a little road to the show for you, and we'll go to the bottom half of inning number 6 in this one. The Rockhounds are on top. After 5.5, Village Car Wash scoreboard game. Rockhounds 7. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. Rockhounds 12 and the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Juan Mejia back to work. We go to the bottom half of the 6th inning. By the way, they did a really, really nice thing here on the scoreboard, Peyton, and the folks in the audio-visual room just down the hall. And a nice salute to Vida Blue, who passed away, a great pitcher. So a lot of that time with the Oakland A's, Vida passing at age 73. We had the great pleasure of welcoming Vida as one of the speakers at our winter sports banquet just the last 2 or 3 years, in fact. Well, one of the great competitors. Breaking pitch is a called strike to Denzel Clark, who leads it off, as he did the fifth. Not a tribute from Dave Stewart was particularly moving. The 0-1 pitch, called strike, 0-2. Denzel, then Logan Davidson, and J.J. Schwarz. Dave Stewart tweeted out, here's a foul ball back, 0-2. The count called Vida Blue a mentor, a hero, and a friend. And just said wonderful things about him. One of the great pitchers of his generation, Vida Blue, passing today at 73. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, off speed. Denzel couldn't catch it. No strikeout for Mejia.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
He has given up 3 runs in this game. Logan Davidson, he's been big in the contest. He has singled and scored, walked and scored, also stole a base. And his hit in the second started the 6-run inning. And his walk, in fact, in the fifth, started the 5-run inning. Takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. The count, 2 balls, no strikes to Logan. Now, I mentioned 250 is the average coming in. He will bump that up a little bit. But 250 is a swing and a drive to left, and oh my goodness, high and deep and up. Logan Davidson way out of here. Sidewalk souvenir to the berm in left field.
Home run for Logan Davidson.
Absolutely fascinating. Logan Davidson, boy, are we seeing his arrival. Turned and drove that ball out of here for a home run. That is his third of the year, his second in the last 2 games. And I mentioned the stretch he is on over his last 12 games, now hitting right about 375. Boy, that ball got a here, no doubter. Third home run of the game for the Rockhounds. Called strike here to J.J. Schwarz, and it's 0-1. So the former first-rounder, 0-1 pitch just outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. In his first couple of years at AA. And remember in 2021, that followed the pandemic year, and Logan had not been above low A. Pitch high and away for ball. Same with Jeremy Ironman. Pitch up and away, 2 balls and a strike. And that is a big-time step up. Plus, you haven't played competitively in a year. And he started this season slowly. Pitch high for a ball. It's 3-1. Both guys have had high strikeout totals along the way. And both started slowly. Jeremy and Logan both. And both have been now, as we talked about it earlier, last 2, maybe 3 weeks, really good. It's a swinging strike to J.J. And the count goes full to the Rockhounds DH. J.J. on base all 3 times. He has 2 walks sandwiched around a double, which extended a very nice and tidy little 5-game streak. So, 1 man down, nobody on. And Logan with his 3rd home run of this season. Swing and a bouncer toward third. That's a foul ball with Biggers in hot pursuit. So, when you talk about a low batting average, and of course it's early in the year, so averages bounce around a little bit. But if you get to the 250 mark, I don't know if playing even par as a, maybe as a PGA professional, if even par is a good analogy or not. But 250, and that's, I'm stating the obvious and very elementary, 1-for-4 is a swinging strike 3. And Schwarz is out. But if you use that as your foundation, especially if you're struggling, if you're in the low 200s, whatever it might be. And again, Logan started 2-for-26 and Jeremy was over 18 early. If you use 250 as a floor, as a foundation, and build from there, it'd be a really interesting Interesting season that way. Simonet takes a called strike, does William. He is 2-for-3, two-run double to center, single and scored in the fifth. Didn't mean to here. A little check swing foul ball, 0-2. For Logan and Jeremy, the Springfield series was really a good, solid stretch for them. And, yeah, that was 3 weeks ago, wasn't it, with a two-week homestand. There's a bouncing ball foul, so about 3 weeks' time somewhere in there. It was going to be interesting to see if they could keep it going during this homestand they have over this 2 weeks at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And now it's on to Hodgetown and Amarillo for a six-game set. Bouncing ball back up middle under Mejia's glove, but it will be handled at second by Sajacy. He throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Logan Davidson adds a little icing on the cake. The Hounds put a baker's dozen on the board through the first six innings of this ball game. So to the top of the stretch inning we go, and at Rocky Town, Village Car Wash score. Hounds over the Riders, 13-2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Hounds will go to the bullpen in the seventh inning, and slender right-hander Calvin Coker will come on the pitch. A couple of innings for Dervin Felton. No runs or hits, one walk, one strikeout. He is the pitcher of record in this ball game as we get set. Luis Angel Acuna started to step to the plate, and Engstrand told him, it's Nate behind the plate. Nate Diedrich said, nope, got one more toss from the reliever after William Simonite went up for the quick chat on the mound after getting into the catcher's gear. So now we're ready to go. Acuna, Harris, and Sajacy here in the Frisco seventh inning. Rockhounds, though, with an 11-run advantage. Pitch down and away for ball one from Calvin. Coker making his 10th appearance of the season. ERA at 5.56, but that's been coming down. He had a couple of rough outings very early. 1-0 pitch, and that is hard hit, and just past Jeremy Ironman. The shortstop couldn't get there. Into the gap in left center. Acuna will give a look, but he will hold on. Chase Calabui hustles and makes a good throw back in. Lead off base hit for Acuna here in the seventh inning. But he's 1-for-3 in this game. Really good series for Luis Angel. Dustin Harris, the batter. Dustin 0-for-3 in the game. He's popped out to short, to first, and to catcher. Calvin Coker, 11 in the third innings. That's his 15th base hit allowed. Delivery is bounced foul, woo, into the Rockhounds dugout. Right down the steps. Bobby Crosby just calmly watches that ball zing by him. Calvin only two bases on balls. He struck out seven. On roster invitee to spring training. Got some big lead time. Pitch outside for a ball. And the count is one ball, one strike. The breeze has really picked up. The wind is now more like West Texas wind. It is really pushing the flags out toward left field. There's a swing and a miss in the count, 1-2 to the left-handed hitting Frisco designated hitter. So the breeze foul pole to foul pole, and it's right to left, and it is in evidence now. A ball and two strikes, one on and nobody down. Acuna takes the lead. Bouncing ball toward first, but that's a foul ball to the coaching box. Count stays one and two. Acuna, the base runner, and of course he's a very good one, has four steals. They all came early in this series. Base stealing has not been a huge part of the series the last half of it. Pitch outside for a ball, two and two. Luis Angel is second in the league with 14 steals, right behind the Rockhounds' Cooper Bowman. But a 13-2 game, you're not likely to be going. Less than likely, in fact. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt, and Calvin Coker strikes out Dustin Harris swinging. So, strikeout first for Calvin. Here is Thomas Sajesi. Single and run scored in three trips. He's doing just fine in this series. He's 9 for 25. That's a 360. Swinging a high pop-up. High in the air down the right field side, drifting toward foul territory. And, yep, it will find its way into the seats. Takes a big old bounce up toward the concourse. 0-1 to Sajesi. By the way, Amarillo and Corpus Christi, who played yesterday afternoon, will play this evening. Pitch swung on, looked at high in the air again, right side, again drifting toward foul ground, giving a long look as Logan, but that ball will drift well into the seats, 0-2. Springfield swept a doubleheader from Arkansas yesterday, and apparently they made them mad. Arkansas 8 and Springfield 1 at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri in the 6th. San Antonio's had the lead all day against Tulsa, but the Drillers have rallied back. It's 5-4. Mission's trying to break the 6-game, or, well, trying to break a Tulsa 6-game win streak and trying to break their own 7-game losing streak. Ground ball sharply hit it short. Ironman to second for one. Pivot, turn, throw. Little low, backhanded by Logan. Double play. 6-4-3. Ironman to Bowman to Davidson. And that will end the top half of the seventh inning. Nicely turned. So the Rockhounds maintain a double-digit lead, and we are a tick beyond to the ballgame time here at Rocky Town. Do a little trivia, get that road to the show for you as well, and our Village Car Wash score as the fans stand for the stretch. Rockhounds 13 and Frisco 2.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Last half of the seventh in our non-Googleable trivia. This will be a quick one here, just a very quick one. There's nothing quite like it, I would think, in baseball. How anytime you get the Pilgrims and the Highlanders going at it, don't you think? I mean, that's as good as it gets. Pilgrims and the Highlanders, they met for the very first time ever on this date way back in 1903, and they're still going at it. As you may have guessed, they are no longer the Pilgrims. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Pilgrims Baseball. I don't know. Pilgrims and the Highlanders are still battling one another. Who are they now? They've been around a long time and met for the first time 120 years ago today, and they're still doing battle. Pilgrims and the Highlanders. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Hounds lead at 13-2. Chase Calabuig has had a terrific day. Swings, line drive, center field, still having a good day. Boy, jumped on the first pitch. So Chase, 3-for-3 and a walk. He has a two-run home run and an RBI single, so three ribbies. And now another base hit. Top of the order, here's Cooper Bowman. Lawrence Butler waiting on deck for the Rockhounds. two big innings in this game for the Hounds. Backdoor pitch called strike 0-1. No balls and strike to Cooper. 1-for-4. He's got that little stretch going. He's got a seven-game hit streak with 7 hits. He's hit in 11 of his last 12 with 11 hits. Swings and fouls it high in the air, right side. Tanalu looking on. Nice catch over the shoulder by Nick. Foul ground near the screen, and that was just nicely handled. One man down in the seventh for Lawrence Butler. Well, the Pilgrims are still playing. And by the way, they're both still in their same towns, Boston and New York. The Pilgrims are now the Red Sox, the Highlanders, you got it, the Yankees. So the Pilgrims and the Highlanders met for the first time in this date 120 years ago. Pitch, fastball down and in for a ball, 1-0. Still going at it. Well, Red Sox actually went last, what, week, 10 days, playing a really good baseball. Ground ball to first base, handled there by Tannell, who goes to shortstop for one. The relay, is it in time? Nope, Butler beat it out by a half step. 3-6 put out, retires Chase Calabrese, fielder's choice. And Lawrence Butler, well, you like that, hustling down the line, even the, with a big lead of 13-2. Now Brett Harris. Well, Brett has had the biggest day. Rockhound, and virtually everybody's had something to do with this 13-2 lead. Brett, though, 3-for-4 with a home run and 4 runs driven in. Right-handed hitter takes a good fastball down the chute. Count is 0-1. Mejia set at the belt, not holding Butler on, of course, at first. Ball hit in the air to left field, coming on with plenty of room, drifting in to make the catches cease. And the inning will come to an end. So leadoff base hit for Chase Calabrese. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. The Rockhounds have put plenty of offense on the board in this one. We'll give you totals in a moment. And get back to that road to the show. Village Car Wash through 7. Our score of the game, Rockhounds 13 and Frisco 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We have played 7 and Rockhounds with a 13-2 lead, a 6-run second, and a 5-run fifth, sandwiched between solo home runs by Brett Harris in the first inning and Logan Davidson in the sixth. Rockhounds doing some rocking and rolling here as they bid to clinch this series outright over their division rivals from the Metroplex. Kellen Strom, Nick Tanalu, and Chris Cease. Face Calvin Coker in the eighth inning. Calvin delivers down low for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Frisco 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. 2-5-0. But the Rockhounds 13 runs, 14 hits. They do have an error. 13-14-1. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball away. Count goes 2-0. Of course, individual and team averages as well. Early in the season, bounce around a little bit. The Rockhounds were at the low end of the spectrum in team hitting not all that long ago. Pitched down and in ball 3-3-0. But during the course of this homestand, Rockhounds now have the highest batting average as a team in the league. They came in at 270. They obviously will have bumped that up a little bit. Springfield second at 265. Called strike outside corner. It's 3-1. Hounds swinging the bats today, that is for certain. Three balls, one strike, pitch by Coker, ground ball, sharply hit at shortstop. Jeremy Ironman is there, sets up, throws, and got him. One down in the eighth inning for Nick Tanelu. Tanelu has provided the offense for the Riders on the afternoon. A strikeout looking in the second, but lifted a two-run home run. Boy, he drilled it in the third. Walked his last time up in the sixth inning. Coker comes set at the belt. Twist and a pitch right over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So the Hounds today concluding 2 weeks at home. The Riders have that beginning Tuesday back home at Frisco. Pitch just off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Calvin Coker asking something, maybe his catcher, I don't know. Looked like he was asking something. Going to have to hurry to beat the clock here. Clock ticks. Pitch takes flight. Back up delivery. Foul back to the screen. 1-2. From our Department of Redundancy department by this time. But again, the Riders will be hosting Wichita beginning Tuesday and then Amarillo a week from Tuesday. So, of course, Frisco fans have been without baseball for a couple of weeks as the Riders have visited Amarillo in the Panhandle and now here in the Permian Basin. 1-2 pitch from Coker, ground ball, shortstop again. Jeremy is there again. Sets up, throws, two down. Can't say always because everybody will make a mistake from time to time. But that throw with Jeremy Ironman, the throw is pretty much every time is going to be a good one. Tremendous defender, really good arm, very accurate. Makes two plays here, and Chris Cease will be the batter. 0-2 with a walk, a bounce out to third, and he reached on an error. Sorry, Jeremy, by Jeremy Ironman. Back up pitch and a good one inside corner, 0-1. Hounds will be on the road for a week, and then we'll be back a week from Tuesday. Or a kid's day, I do believe, with San Antonio coming to town. Swing and a miss, quick 0-2 count to Cease. Well, Chris is still looking for his first hit in this series. He walked in the second inning, has bounced to third, as mentioned, and reached on the error, but he's 0-14 in the series. 0-2 pitch, lifted high in the air, right field, and that ball toward the bullpen. They're going to run out of steam. Clark makes the catch, one stride off the foul line in the right field corner. And the inning will come to an end. So for the second time, is all in this ball game. The Riders go 1-2-3. We will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. So Sunday afternoon baseball is in the home stretch, it so appears, with our Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of the Riders, 13-2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Left-hander Antoine Kelly will come out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders here. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And he will face Jeremy Ironman to lead it off. and Denzel Clark, Logan Davidson. Rockhounds on top by a bundle here. 13-2 is our score. Jeremy Ironman replaced Daryl Hernaez early in this game as a pinch hitter. Check on that. Obviously, before the Rockhounds next take the diamond in Amarillo on Tuesday morning. First pitch and a breaking ball drops just low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Road to the show, and it's one of those after. It's a Sunday afternoon, and sun is shining, and baseball is being played, and level of brain power is low. Bouncing ball, foul wide at third base. One ball, one strike. Goodness gracious. But it was on this date that a hitting streak came to an end, and that usually wouldn't be necessarily the story, but it belonged to a former Rockhound, Andre Ethier. Texas League Most Valuable Player in 2005, was playing for the Dodgers. He spent his entire big league career with the Dodgers. The 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul out of play. But it was a 30-game hit streak. And when it ended against the Mets, then he finished one game short of the franchise record set in 1969 by Willie Davis. With 31, obviously. Pitched down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Boy, to have a chance at the longest hit streak in Los Angeles Dodgers history, that's pretty significant stuff. Andre was traded before he played a game in the major leagues. He went to the Dodgers from the A's. There's a line drive left side. Base hit for Jeremy Ironman. Well, he'd reached base already. Now has a hit. Last 16 games for Jeremy, he has reached base in all 16. Am I shorting him one?
Right fielder, Denzel Clark.
16 game on base streak. But with that swing, he is basically hitting .330 in that stretch as well. Hitting just under .333 in that stretch. So that's a good, solid stretch. Denzel Clark takes a called strike. One on and nobody down, bottom of the eighth inning. And talking about Jeremy Ironman and Logan Davidson, a really cool story over the last 2.5, 3 weeks of baseball. This one swung on and bounced foul. Denzel out in front of it. 0-for-3 is Denzel Clark. As a sacrifice fly, he has driven in 11 runs in 9 games. He's reached base in all 8 games in which he has played, but has not yet done that this afternoon. 0-2 pitch. Just down and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes from Antoine Kelly. Kelly making his 8th appearance. He has been really solid out of the bullpen. A 2.79 ERA. Has a save. Bases on balls have been the issue. He has one more walk than strikeouts. But doesn't give up a lot of base hits or damage with that low ERA. Pitch low and inside of the shoe tops. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andre Ethier, again, traded before he even played a big league game. In fact, he had played only very, very briefly at AAA. He's called up for the Rockhounds in the last week of the AA season of 05. There's a foul ball. And he had been just absolutely dominant the first half of the Texas League season. And basically, he had been so good he was getting pitched around greatly, or pitched very carefully to. And with the Rockhounds, as it turns out, that would become the first championship team, an outright championship in franchise history. Swing and a miss. Denzel really fooled there. So he's the 0-for-4 and failed to reach base for the first time. Again, the way he started, you can't continue to hit .480. It's pretty much documented. You're not going to do that. So 0-for-4 in this one for Denzel. Here's Logan Davidson. He is 2-for-3. Single, a strikeout, a walk, and a steal, and a solo home run that he launched out of here. His last time up, swings and pops this one foul straight back out of play. Andre was such a huge part of that 05 team, although it was a very good team managed by Vaughn Hayes. And in fact, we were in Frisco, Texas, and that time the hotel was right by the ballpark, and I'm walking back after a game that was in the last week of the season, the regular season, the bouncer foul 0-2. Hounds had won the first half, and so, in fact, they were on their way to sweeping both halves. And I was walking back to the hotel, and I kind of felt footsteps behind me, and it was manager Von Hayes. And as we walked back to the hotel, he told me that Andre had been called up. And that was, just for that moment, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, really? 0-2 swung on, popped up. Playable, perhaps, right side. Ball drifting, and it'll get out of play into the Rockhounds dugout. And it one of those moments, you hear that your best player is getting called up, and we all know that happens. But it was 3 days before the end of the season. And so that little guy on your shoulder goes, uh-oh, panic mode. And as that is flashing through my mind, Vaughn just looked at me and smiled and said, and he obviously, my face must have expressed my concern. He said, hey, Bob, we'll be fine. You know what? He was right. Won the title. Great playoffs. Here's the 0-2. Off-speed swung on and missed, and Logan out on strikes. So 2-for-4. And with another RBI, another home run. And for Andre, he was traded to the Dodgers again, basically after having played just that briefly at AAA. He only had a handful of games at AAA, but came over in a trade with the Dodgers and spent his entire big league career with L.A. Fastball, boy, just got there. Outside corner to J.J., 0-1. J.J., 1-for-2, a double, two walks and a strikeout. Dodgers, of course, that's a franchise with history and heritage. Andre, 12 years, I believe, is the career. The 0-1 pitch drops down low for a ball. And after his retirement, he was greeted with an Andre Ethier Day at Dodger Stadium. That's pretty cool stuff. I used to call him Big Red. Good kid, Andre Ethier. Competitor, that's for sure. Pitch down and in, ball 2-2-1. Got to know him a little bit. Told this story before, and make it real brief, but he happened to have the seat, would occupy the seat right behind mine on the bus, at that time anyway. And so we talk about baseball and life a little bit quite often, and really is a good kid. Pitch down, well, he's not a kid anymore. Pitch down and in, 3-1 to count. Batter is J.J. Schwarz, runner at first. Jeremy Ironman, 13-2 Hounds here in the eighth inning. Just one of those guys you hope your paths cross again at some point, just to shake a hand, share a memory or two, and say you're proud of the kid because, boy, had a terrific career. 3-1, oh, bounce foul, ouch. You know what? You have 13-2 and foul the ball straight down on your foot. Yeah, Jake Ruthier, the athletic trainer, is going to come out. That one, well, you could tell by the reaction, J.J. just dropped down to a knee. Says he's okay, but Jake will come out and attend to him. Boy, that's one of those, that hurts right now, and you step out of bed tomorrow, and it's going to be reminded, well, you fouled one and got yourself good. So, J.J., stand back in. Got to kind of clear your mind, too. The focus on the baseball instead of how much your foot hurts right now. So one on, two man down. J.J. the batter. Set by Antoine Kelly. And the 3-2. And down and in, ball 4. Mentioned walks have been an issue for Kelly. He has 2 strikeouts and a walk in this game. Antoine on the season now has 13 strikeouts, 13 walks. And he's been really tough to hit, although Jeremy Ironman just did, just 11 hits in 17 innings coming in. Opposition hitting well under 200 against him. Pitch just misses here to William Simonite, 1-0. Simo 2-for-4. 2-run double back in the second inning. Just laced a line drive that got over the glove of Evan Carter in straightaway center. Single and scored in the 5-run fifth. Swings and fouls this one back, and the count 1-1. I think one of the great things about hanging around this level of baseball so long, you get such an appreciation for the guys who reach the big leagues, pitch down and in for a ball. It's two balls and one strike. And the guys who stay there and may not be going to the Hall of Fame, although you know what? A lot of guys have been on the ballot. And even if you don't get a vote, I say this so often, but I mean, your name appears on the Hall of Fame ballot, and that isn't just everybody. I mean, there's a committee that does that. You have to be one of the really good players of your generation to get on the ballot. Pitch drops down, low ball, three. Kelly not missing by much, but missing here. It's 3-1. I think if Andre has been on the ballot or he is going to be, it's kind of cool on the Hall of Fame website. Here's the three ball, one strike pitch. Up and away for a ball. So, trying to get a couple of walks here in the inning along with a base hit. And all of a sudden now the bases are loaded. The batter is Chase Calabrese. Well, two base hits. I should say two walks, one hit. Jeremy Ironman started the inning with a strut single to left field. Then back-to-back strikeouts of Clark and Davidson. Back-to-back walks to Schwarz and Simonite. And here's Chase. Hounds with a 13-2 lead. Bases are full. Breaking pitch, strike. On the Cooperstown website, they actually have future eligibles for the Hall of Fame, whose names, and of course, if the Hall puts them on the website, they're certainly going to be on the ballot. 0-1 pitch. Ball hit out toward third. Biggers smothers it, makes the play, throws to first, and got him. Another good play by Jax Biggers at third base. So the Rockhounds load him up here in the eighth inning, but no damage done, no runs on a base hit, no errors, and three men are left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the ninth inning. Rockhounds will try to close out this homestand in this ballgame when we return. Village Car Wash score up the contest to the top of the ninth. The Rockhounds 13, the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Jax Biggers will lead it off for Frisco. 13-2, the Rockhounds lead the Riders. Alvin Coker delivers, hits the outside corner for a strike. Coker, nobody in the bullpen behind him, so Calvin is, sounds odd to say in a 13-2 game, but he will be eligible for a save in this game. He came on in the seventh, pitched down and away, one ball, one strike. You come on with the lead and pitch the last three or more, doesn't matter what the score is. Coker's 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that was nasty. One ball and two strikes. Jax Biggers with a base hit in three trips. Did a really nice job at third base in this game. Not necessarily a web gem, but just really good plays by the Riders' third baseman. Coker comes set, the one ball, two strike stretch and pitch. I got him waving at it, but a foul tip. Got a piece of it in and out of Simo's glove. A ball and two strikes. I visited with Zach Bigley, the radio voice of the Rough Riders. A two-week road trip feels a little longer than that, just with the way things are structured right now. There's a swing and a miss, but that's going to get all the way back to the screen, and Biggers will reach, and we'll see. Strike out in something. So see if it's a wild pitch or a passed ball. I would guess a wild pitch. Just want to make sure it is, so Biggers will reach on the strikeout, compounded by a wild pitch. It's Calvin's second strikeout of the game, although the runner will reach, and that'll bring up Scott Capers, the catcher, with Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna one more time. Top of the order on deck. Coker's pitch fouled straight back, 0-1. Dr. Zach said, bet you're looking forward to getting home, and said, yeah, feels like we've been gone for a month, just a couple of weeks, but that's a little while out of a suitcase. No balls and one strike. I just glanced at the scoreboard, and the scoreboard had 1-3, and I'm not the brightest bulb on the string this afternoon, and now the scoreboard's trying to mess with me. It's 1-1. Pitch, boy, that is a high strike. Scott Capers, it's a 13-2 game, but Scott Capers reacted to that pitch being called a strike, and I'm not sure I can blame him. That really did look up from here, so doesn't matter the score. He's still up there trying to get something done at the dish. 1-2 pitch, a ball hit, a backhander by Ironman, the second for one, the first a double play. Nifty pick at the shoe tops by Jeremy. Sharply hit one hopper, went to the backhand, made the play. It turns it into a 6-4-3. Second time the Rockhounds have turned a 6-4-3 double play in this game, and the bell will toll not once but twice. And now it is game, set, and match. Evan Carter will be the batter. Well, when these teams next meet, and I did not look to see when that is, but they meet twice in the Metroplex, twice here. Pitch down low. Let's see, Evan has a base hit today, so he's 4-for-22 in the series. I doubt that'll be the case next time. Too good a hitter. Hounds have done a nice job keeping him basically off the score sheet. Takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Top prospect in the Rangers organization at age 20. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing didn't mean to. A little tapper, but that will go foul first baseline, and the count is 1-2. So Calvin Coker will get a new baseball and try to put a cap on this thing. The Rockhounds scoring 6 times in the second inning. And that was good for a 7-0 lead, a 2-run home run by Nick Tannell, who made it 7-2. Hounds put 5 on the board in the fifth. One more in the Davidson home run. There's a swing and a miss. Ball game. Evan Carter down on strikes. Calvin Coker with a strikeout. He will pick up a save in this game. Dermot Felton will be the winner. And the Rockhounds have won the series, and they win this ball game going away by a 13-2 score.
And that's the ball game, folks.
So the Hounds busting loose in the second inning with 6, and on the heels of last night's tremendous comeback, that triple play dash walk-off win, Rockhounds make this one a 13-2 victory and win for the first time a series at home in 2023. They've only played 3, of course, but dropped 4 out of 6 to Tulsa, split with Corpus Christi, and the Rockhounds win this series 4-2. The 13-2 victory here. So, gentlemen, enjoy your evening off. Next activity will be Tuesday morning at Amarillo. So, Rockhounds, and a job well done, a series victory, and a terrific homestand. This month's for you.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, the Rough Riders, 2 runs on 5 base hits, no errors. 2-5-0 for the Rockhounds, 13 runs on 15 base hits. 1 error for the Rockhounds in this game. The Riders left 8 men on base. The Rockhounds left 8 men on base. Haven't posted it yet officially in the online version, but the win should go to Durbin Feltman in relief against starter Joey Estes. Went 4 innings, so was not eligible for the victory in this game. For Feltman, he will now be 2-0 out of the Rockhounds bullpen. And Calvin Corker will get a save in this game. He goes 3 innings, no runs on 1 hit, but 3 strikeouts. So Calvin will pick up his 2nd save of the season. And the loss will go to starter Wyatt Sparks. But again, for Wyatt, the important thing is that he is pitching again. He has dealt with so many injuries. Just the kind of kid, you just wish him all the best and to make that full and complete recovery and get back and coming off Tommy John surgery. But he will take the loss in this game today. We'll check time and attendance on the other side of a timeout. The Rockhounds with a 13-2 victory here this afternoon. We'll give you a look at some of the guys who got it done today and put a wrap on this game and on this homestand in just a moment. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, final Village Car Wash score of the ball game: Rockhounds 13 and the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Well, 2 big innings in this game for the Rockhounds really, first of all, set the tone, and tone that is, and boy, second of all, really did put things away. The Riders threatened in each of the first 2 innings, had 2 on and nobody out with Carter and Acuna, a single and a walk to start the ballgame. Joey Estes came back up the next 3 batters. The bases were loaded, in fact, in the 2nd inning, and a fly ball to right field off Acuna's bat ended that threat. To the bottom of the 2nd, and the Rockhounds just went a little bit on the crazy side. With 1 man out and nobody on, the next 8 batters would reach base. Logan Davidson, a single. J.J. Schwarz, a walk. A 2-run double by William Simonite drilled the ball, a line drive to center. And a 2-run home run by Chase Calabui. Cooper Bowman restarted things with a single to center field. Lawrence Butler reached on a swinging punt. Brett Harris, an RBI single, and that would be it for Wyatt Sparks. Pinch hitter Jeremy Ironman was hit by a pitch, so the first 8 batters all reached in that 2nd inning for the Rockhounds. Denzel Clark capped the scoring. Actually, Brett Harris, if I did not mention, RBI single for Brett, and then Denzel caps the scoring with a sacrifice fly. 6 runs on 6 base hits in the 2nd inning, and the Rockhounds were leading at 7-0. Nick Tanelew, a 2-run home run in the 3rd, so a 7-2 game, and then in the 5th inning, again, the Rockhounds getting a succession of men on base with 1 out. Bases empty in the 5th. Logan Davidson drew a base on balls and stole 2nd base. J.J. Schwarz drew a walk. William Simonite, a sharp base hit to left to load him up. Juan Mejia, reliever John Matthews. RBI single by Chase Calabui. And a fielder's choice by Cooper Bowman. He will reach base. And a 2-run double by Lawrence Butler sent one down the right field line and into the corner to Lawrence. That drove in a pair. And Brett Harris with a 2-run single. And that capped the 5-run inning. Logan Davidson added the final run of the game for the Rockhounds on his 2nd home run in as many nights. And this one We hit one to right field last night, hit a towering shot to left field in this game, did Logan, and that capped the scoring 13-2. Durbin Feldman relieved Joey Estes in the fifth inning with two innings, no runs or hits, a walk and a whiff. And Calvin Coker goes the last three innings, and with that he will pick up the save in this ballgame. Just looking at the box score, the Rockhounds getting production all up and down the order. One of Lawrence Butler's base hits looked like one of mine in Little League, a swinging bunt, but he went 2 for 5. He drove in 2 and scored a couple. Brett Harris, big-time ball game, 3 for 5 at a home run, 4 runs driven in to lead the Rockhounds. Logan Davidson, 2 for 4 at a home run. He scored 3 and drove 1 in. William Simonite went 2 for 4, scored 2 and drove 2 in. And Chase Calabweek, 3 for 4 with a home run, and he scored a couple and drove in 3. So Hounds get terrific performances throughout the batting order in this one as they win the ball game. Final score 13-2. Time of the game, 2 hours 36 minutes with 3,127 our paid attendance here this afternoon to wrap up 12 games at home at Momentum Bank Ballpark for the Rockhounds. Take a very quick look at where these two teams are bound for, and we'll wrap this thing up, and we'll wrap up the homestand in a moment when Rockhounds baseball continues.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American and Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, with today's victory, the Rockhounds will have first place. And again, it's, 27 games in, so still have a bunch to go. What would it be, 42 to go? Yeah, 27 down, 42 to go. So, yeah, don't strike up the brass band just yet. But the Rockhounds now improving to 2 games over .500, make it 3 for the year. They are 15-12. The Riders will fall to 13-14. That's just 2 games back, of course. And Amarillo coming into this ballgame is 13-13. They play tonight at Corpus Christi. Rockhounds get back overall to .500 at home and, as mentioned, win their first home series of the season. They won 2 out of 6 against Tulsa, 3 out of 6 against Corpus in that split, and 4 out of 6 here with the Rough Riders. So the Hounds will take a 15-12 mark on the road. They are 6-3 in their first two road series. Amarillo is a very tough place to play. We'll see what the Rockhounds and Sod Poodles will do in their 6-game set, which begins on Tuesday. Riders, as we have mentioned, will be home for the next couple of weeks. They'll host the Wichita Wind Surge. They are really struggling of late. Wind Surge have been really just terrific since that Wichita franchise entered the Texas League a few years ago, but Wind Surge have been struggling of late. They will be at Riders Field beginning Tuesday for a 6-game set. Amarillo will follow a week from Tuesday for the Riders at home, so they'll unpack the bags this time and stay for a couple of weeks after a 2-week road trip. Hounds will be at Amarillo, and that is Tuesday morning. I'm so glad I wrote that down. I knew there was a day game in there, and it wasn't really forefront in my mind that that would be the very first game. So Rockhounds will take off at some point tomorrow, get to Amarillo, and play Tuesday morning at 11. And the Rockhounds will be home 1 week from Tuesday, also an 11 o'clock start. That'll be our Kids' Day, Second Safety Awareness Day, when the San Antonio Missions come to town. So on the road this coming Tuesday for a week, and then back home at Rocky Town a week from Tuesday. Look forward to bringing you the games, of course, from the Panhandle. Not necessarily from that particular broadcast booth, but always look forward to bringing you the ball games. Well, I'm glad the Rockhounds had it going today, because their broadcaster was not a mental giant today by any stretch of the imagination. So, gentlemen, a job very, very well done. thank you so much for being with us over this series and over these couple of weeks here at home. Always so nice, of course, to be ensconced at home and to bring you the ball games. Always a pleasure, and I thank you so very much for spending your time with us. Until Tuesday morning, then, we'll greet you from Amarillo. Final score today, the Rockhounds 13, then the Frisco Rough Riders 2. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Bob Hart saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.